A shorter kick than normal taken at the 18-yard line by Highland. Moves out across the 25 and down at about the 33-yard line. So the Huskies of Highland will start first and 10 from their own 33-yard line.
Yeah, nice job there by Lane Boonder, and I believe Ben Applegate there on the tackle. Those guys are flying down there and making a good play to start the game.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of defensive set we come out in tonight. Looks like we're going to have a four-man front to start this week. We got one receiver split here to the near side. Here's a handoff. Garcia around the left side. He's got the running room. He's across the 35 and brought down at about the 39-yard line in on the tackle. It appears to be Nate Saren.
Yeah, I believe Nate Saren and also Avery Moore, along with Gage Griner. We know he was sick also last week. So hopefully, guys are coming back and getting healthy and flying around and making some plays. Second down short.
Second and two for the Huskies. They're in that I formation. Runner in motion. Here's the pitch to number three, Garcia. He's over to the right side, brought down in the backfield. Nice play, good pursuit. Looks like might have been Crawford in there on the tackle along with Ben Applegate.
Yeah, and that's just a nice job by the defensive line, getting a great push up front and allowing the linebackers to scrape down the line. And both Applegate and Crawford doing a nice job scraping off their blocks and making a play for a two-yard loss.
Loss of about two. Brings up third and five for the Huskies, still in that I formation. Wood under center. Here's a handoff to Garcia coming to the left side, and he's hit and knocked down and brought down by a host of Cobras short of the first down.
Yeah, once again, Avery Moore, Peyton Crawford, and Ben Applegate there on the tackle. Nice job by those linebackers scraping off their blocks and making a play for no gain there. Once again, brings a punting situation.
Punting situation for Highland. Highland punter stands back on the 25-yard line. Back deep to receive for the Cobras is Peyton Crawford. Stands on about his own 30. Good punt. Punts away. Crawford's underneath it. Gathers it in at the 32. Sidesteps a couple tacklers. Still moving forward. Still on his feet. And finally brought down at about the 36-yard line. So the Cobras will take over first and 10. From their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, not much doing there. That's nice to see Peyton get underneath that one and not let it it bounce in front of him like he has here the last week. Have a little more reassurance in him catching those things, and hopefully he can make some positive yards here later in the evening on that punt return.
Cobra's going to start out in that single wing. Playing Gretter in at spin back. We got Peyton Crawford in the backfield along with Nate Saren. At that wing-back position, Nate goes into motion, and we got a false start on the Cobras to start the game, so they put themselves in a hole right off the get-go.
Yeah, and that's frustrating because that's the one thing we talked about last week, Amos. We had a numerous false starts last week, and the guys, they have to learn from those simple little mistakes and move forward and not remember them. So it puts us deep here to start first down.
Saren in motion again, but handoff to Crawford. Crawford around the left side, moves forward, gains about two. It's going to bring up second down and about 13. Second down and 12 for the Cobras.
Yeah, not a lot doing there off the left side. Just a little counter motion and a pull by the foreign guard. And there's a defensively, they're coming out in a five-man front. They've probably seen a little bit what Eddieville was doing up front. They're going to stack the box a little bit and probably make Blaine throw the football.
Cobra sitting that single wing again. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford back to pass. He's got Nate Saren open, and he gathers it in. Oh, no, it was, they're calling it an interception. I can't see how that would have. I kind of lost the ball there.
Yeah, it bounced off Nate's hands and through about three defenders' hands, and then unfortunately, number 53 for Highland, one of their linebackers, came up with it and took off down the sideline. Unfortunate series of events once again for the Cobras.
Absolutely. So Highland, with the first big turnover, they return it to around the 27-yard line. They're going to take over first and 10 from the Cobra 27-yard line. One receiver split over to the far side. Wood under center. Pitch out to Garcia. Garcia around the left side. He's got some running room and finally brought down, but not before he picks up. More than enough for a first down. They're going to spot the ball right close to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, right now, all they're doing, Amos, is they're kind of going away from the pro side, and they're just running a little pitch. A little pitch sweep out to the, and they're doing a good job of iso blocking on our defensive end. I believe that time it was Curtis Platt, and got the seam, and there's nobody left there but the corner to make a tackle.
One receiver split here to the near side. Wood back to pass, has a guy out in the flat in Garcia. Garcia moves forward. He's going to be dangerously close and in for the touchdown. Touchdown Huskies. So they strike on their second play from scrimmage. Second play of this series of downs from scrimmage.
Yeah, just a little screen play out to the flat, and you know our they ran the receiver out of that pro set deep, ran our corner off in man coverage, and our linebackers just were not able to make it out there into the flat to make a play, and he scampers in for the touchdown.
Garcia does it all for the Huskies. He's on to attempt the PAT. The kick is up, and it's good. So, with 8:53 to go here in the first quarter, Highland strikes first. They lead Sigourney Chiana 7-0. Folks, this broadcast would not be possible without the support of our sponsors. This broadcast is sponsored by Producers Livestock at Harper, Renneman Construction in Kyoto, Fagan Elevator in Kyoto, Lyle Insurance out of Kyoto. Also, the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic and Quality Ag of Kyoto, Matt Greiner, your representative. Vision Ag in Kyoto, along with Gardner, Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa, and Medicap Pharmacy out of Oskaloosa, and American Cleaning. So, folks, those are the people that bring this broadcast to you week in and week out. Back deep to receive the kick from Highland. Number one, Luke Greiner, and number 45, Peyton Crawford. They stand on their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, it's nice to see number one back out there. I know he's been nursing that ankle sprain here for a few weeks, and it's good to see him back out as just a freshman once again, but he's missed a couple games here with that ankle injury coming off a JV game, and it's just nice to see him back out there getting some reps once again.
Absolutely. I know it's been tearing him up at home, not having the opportunity to be out there on the field, but he is back ready to play. I know he's been working hard at home trying to get that thing back in shape. He stands back on the 15-yard line along with Peyton Crawford. Here's Garcia with the kick. The kick is away. It's going to be taken by Greiner. And there is a reverse. Greiner hands it off to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room up the middle. Failed to seam. And finally, and still on his feet, and finally brought down at about the 43-yard line. Nice return by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, a little misdirection there. And you had to be thinking they were going to probably, you know, as teams have done so many times this year, they've kicked away from number 45. And Luke did a nice job of receiving that thing and handed it off to Peyton out there on the reverse. And he found a little seam. Nice job, Cobras, there on a big return. It gives us some decent field position to start.
8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Highland leading 7-0. But the Cobras, with a nice return, start 1st and 10 on the 43. Here's Greiner with a handoff to Crawford around the left side. He's got a head of steam around that left side. Picks up about 3 yards. Close to 4 yards. It'll bring up 2nd and 6 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and Peyton does a nice job. You know, he stretches it out there and finds his seam and follows his blocks. He's a very patient runner, but he'll make you pay for it. When he does find that seam, he'll cut it back, and he'll be gone to the races. So you're doing a nice job right now.
Still in that same formation. Here's Greiner with the snap. Back to pass. Greiner scrambling. He's got a guy open and Nate on, and in and out of the hands. We've seen that way too much the last 3 games. They've got to look those balls in, Micah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, big number 10 there, he was looking downfield and just got a little bit of happy hands, if you might say. He's seen a lot of green in front of him, and just unfortunately he can't rein that in because it's a pretty sure first down. Interesting play-action pass there, call on 2nd down.
Absolutely. Well done by Blaine Greiner to roll out and find his guy. Well-thrown ball, but in and out of the hands of Nate Owen. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford moves forward. He rolls down. Crawford moves forward across the 45 and down at the 44-yard line of Highland. That's enough for a 1st down.
Yeah, nice little counterplay there, and you know, Peyton finds a little seam and picks up enough for the 1st down. Nice job offensive line. They're handling the 5- and 6-man line right now of Highland rather well.
Sharon still in that wing back position along with Greiner in the spin back position. Here's a handoff to Crawford again, but this time wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. Nothing going.
Yeah, and that time Highland does a nice job of, getting a good defensive pressure up there. Their nose guard's getting off the ball rather well and kicking our center back, and Pulling guard's having a hard time getting off his off the center block to make his pull. So that means no hole, unfortunately, for Peyton. And, we need to be able to get things done up front and make the holes for those running backs.
We certainly do. Off comes Crawford. In comes McGill. Number two McGill in at. There is a timeout taken by Coach Jensen. He doesn't like something, so they'll talk it over. So we'll take this time to recognize a few more of our sponsors. As I said, Producers Livestock brings this broadcast to you each and every week. Producers Livestock, proud sponsor of Saturday Kyoto football. And they wish the kids well throughout the season. For all your pig marketing and risk management needs, call Dick Johnny or Nolan at Producers Livestock in Harper. Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2014 season. For all your grain merchandising needs, call Larry or Dave Fagan at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. Cobras back on the field on Trots the Huskies. So we are ready. Second down, and we'll call 11. Ball sits directly on the 45-yard line of Highland. Here's Grenner back to pass. He's got a guy open in. Owen gathers this one in, but for a very short game, pick up of about 2 yards. It's going to bring up third down and 8. Third down and 9 for the Cobras.
Hey, and I can see what they're kind of doing right now. We've done that two second downs in a row. We're trying to do a little play-action pass. And keeping that defensive line honest right now, they're coming full hard with the rush, with five down linemen and three linebackers playing close, and we're just trying to keep them honest here so we can have the ability to run the ball here eventually.
Here's Crawford, sweeps to the left side of the field, but nothing going. Mile lost a yard on the play. It is going to bring up fourth and long for the Cobras.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen that set. Trips out to the far side and a little just a sweep play to Peyton Crawford who pulled with the guard. Unfortunately, he got drugged down from the backside from one of the defensive linemen. So just unfortunate. It's going to bring a fourth and long situation. We'll see what Coach Jensen has drawn up here.
It does appear that he's going to put the faith in his defense and faith in his offense. We are going to go for it, in fact. Here's Gretter. Rolls out. He's got a guy open in Hahn, but it is going to be well short of the first down. Hahn gathers it in right at the 40-yard line, so Highland will take over first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. As I was saying before that play ever took place, Coach Jensen's got a lot of faith in his defense because we are in, that's a pretty good field position, Micah, for the Huskies to take over. So here's Highland in that I formation. Oh, nice play, handoff right up the middle to number 25, Casper.
And there's Big John Mather, number 74, and also we've seen the return right there of number 16, Cole Striegel.
Yep.
First time we've seen him tonight. He hasn't played offense or defense. He's in here on that second series, so it's nice to see him back running around making play.
That thing went nowhere. And here's Wood now in the backfield. There's nice play. Wood back to pass, intended to receiver, Lassick. And broken up downfield around the 45-yard line by Nate Saren.
Yeah, and a nice job there by Nate. He's in his back pedal there playing that cornerback position, and they were in man coverage once again. He just made a play on the ball, knocked it away.
5:23 to go here in the first. Highland leading 7-0. Wood back in the shotgun. He's got a guy open out the flat, but overthrown. That will bring up 4th and 10 for the Huskies. Nice set of defensive downs for the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. And that was an interesting pass formation there for Highland. They actually had quads out there on the far side of the field in just a little bunch formation, and they threw to the flat guy and just overthrown. But they did have numbers there Hopefully our defense recognizes that and we can get into some zone coverage on something like that.
Back deep to receive. Highland punt is Crawford. Stands on about his 32. He gets out of the way. Kind of a low-profile kick. It is eventually down at the 20-yard line. So the Cobras will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, nice to see our defense come out there and play a good, hard-nosed football and make them go three and out. You know, we give them the short field there on the very first possession. They have the football with the turnover. So hopefully now we got a little momentum, and hopefully the guys are fired up, and offensively we're able to play some SK football and keep the ball on the ground and control the clock here a little bit.
Absolutely. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Here in Kyoto trailing here on homecoming night, 7-0. They are first and 10. Ball is placed on the 20-yard line.
Looks like the chains are just now moving. I don't know if they had a question on the spot or if there was a penalty at the end of the play. I'm not sure exactly what was going on there.
Yeah.
The chains just now did move, and they did march them back. I did not see a flag, I guess.
I did not see a penalty marker as well, so never saw the indication from the guys in the stripes either. So we're going to start a little deeper than we thought. We're going to start with first and 10 from the 10. So we've got 90 yards to go to hit Vader. And here is Saren in motion. Crawford, here's he's got running room. He has broken loose. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. At the 40. The 30. The 20. The 10. And right stepping in to the end zone. 90 yards. Peyton Crawford. Sigourney Kyoto on the board.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about with Peyton. It's just a matter of time before he's going to break one loose. Unfortunately, we just haven't had the point of attack blocking the last 2 weeks for the offensive line. He doesn't need much room, but he does need a little bit of seam, and he found that seam there, and he was gone to the races.
Absolutely. That's what we have been looking for. We saw a little bit of that 3 weeks ago against Pella Christian. We have not seen that in the last 2 weeks.
And we even seen it a little bit in the mid-prairie game. He had 160-some yards there in the mid-prairie game. Just no big gainers like that. That's
right.
The big one that we've been waiting to see.
Granter on the hold. Straight on to kick. The kick is up and good. We are tied with 4:57 to go in the first quarter. It's a 7-7 ball game here in Sigourney, Iowa on homecoming night. Now it's a matter of us taking care of the ball, Micah. Highland got great field position off a turnover, kind of a bobbled catch from Granter to Saren. Saren was bobbling it. Somehow the Highland guy came up with it and returns it back for good field position, and they execute well and put that thing in the end zone. So they took advantage of a turnover. What we need to do now is we need to return the favor and create a turnover with our defense.
Yeah, no doubt. And our defense has played well up to this point. We gave up 2 plays there on that very first drive. But defensively, we're flying around and making plays right now. So this can be a big, big stepping stone, you might say. You know, the momentum's kind of shifted now. We'll see if the guys fly around and play fired-up football here and create a little opportunity for themselves here on the defensive side of the ball.
Garcia back deep, stands on his own 15 to receive the kick from Nate Saren. The kick is away. A little deeper kick this time. Oh, and it bounces. Garcia picks it up at the 10 and moves forward across the middle and finally brought down. Oh, yes. Crosses over the 25 and finally brought down around the 27-yard line. We'll see where they're spotted. We're fairly close right there at 27. I saw a couple feeble attempts at making a tackle there.
Yeah, there's a few arm tackles that the Highland guy ran through. So those guys are going to have to get out there on that kickoff team and lay the hammer a little bit, fly around. Special teams are a big part of this football game.
In the I formation, here's the pitch to Garcia, far side of the field. He's got some running room and ahead of steam. He is across the 45 and finally brought down at around the 49-yard line.
Yeah, but it is going to come back. There's going to be a hold call, a flag thrown right there at the 25. It was thrown rather early there. They're doing a nice job right now of sealing that end, and that's probably more than likely. I didn't see it for sure where that hold took place. They're getting a good seal block on that defensive end. We're just not getting a good outside step. And they're catching the edge there to the slot or to the pro formation side of the field.
Right. But that they've come out and shown that I formation pretty much all night long.
Yeah. Other than a couple times they've been out in that one bunch formation, but they've run a lot of I formation or pro formation, if you might say, with an I. And they've run a lot of times towards that receiver there and try to get some numbers.
Got Lassica over here to the near side of the field, split out. Garcia in the backfield, Wood at quarterback under center. Here's Wood. He's hands off to Garcia. He's got some running room. Nifty little back. He's got some running room. And he's down the field. Dodges a few tacklers. Kind of did a little juke on Peyton Crawford there. But he crosses midfield, finally brought down at the Cobra, 44-yard line. So good gainer, enough for a first down for sure.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Our defensive end, again on this play, got his butt kicked and got sealed downfield. It was just a little iso play off tackle, and they caught the corner once again and then on the edge.
Plastic over here to the near side again. Here's Wood, number 11, back to pass. And it hits Garcia out of the flat. And, ooh, boy, Cobra just got waylaid by a nice block there by number 24, Sandberg.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit on actually number 16, Cole Striegel. He was chasing down the play, and then the running back came back and got him there on the block downfield. Those guys just going hard. You know, Cole pops
absolutely
right back up, and he don't think much of it. You know, he knows how to lay the wood also. So, big second down and five.
Second down and five. Last year, split to the near side of the field. Garcia in that eye back position. Here's a handoff to Garcia again, and wrapped up immediately. Good pursuit there by Boonder.
Yeah.
Boonder shoots in. Striegel also there.
Yeah, Boonder and Striegel there from those inside backer positions just flying around. And it's good to see Cole back out there running around. And he's not tentative a bit. You know, he's feeling good, and he's flying around, and that's good to see.
Definitely the leader of this team. That brings up a third and eight for the Huskies. 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. Wood in the shotgun. He's back to pass. And it is a screen pass out to number 25, Catherick.
There is a flag. There is a flag. I know I'm getting all too excited out here. They're on a screen out here to the weak side, and they had a holding call there. The offensive tackle there on Avery Moore, and I'm about jumping out of my jeans and boots. So I'm getting fired up, but he did see it eventually and threw the flag. So it is going to come back.
I'm leaning out the window trying to watch and I hear Micah going ooh, 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 and I'm thinking what the heck's going on. But that will mark him back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So we'll await this one. It's going to bring up third and long for the Huskies.
It's nice when it's on our side of the field where I can see it so clear. And I'm like,
you don't get quiet as you're going to love it.
That thing was dug in his back pocket quite deep. He had a tough time pulling it out. Now, unlike last week.
3rd and 15. Wood in the shotgun, throwing it down deep at the duck. Come on, boys. How do you allow that to happen? Oh, my goodness, Blaine. You got to get your head turned around. You got to see that ball. They come up with a big play. Wood, I believe, completed to Garcia. Enough for the first down.
Just a little wheel route around the outside, and that's a safety on a running back coverage. And like you said, number 20, Blaine Gretter, just couldn't get his head turned around to make that play.
First and 10, ball spotted on the 27-yard line. Here's Wood with the handoff this time to number 22, Hogan. Finally brought down, but dangerously close to the 5-yard line. They're going to, in fact, spot it right at about the 5. So that will bring up another fresh set of downs.
Little counter play there by the fullback. Just a little trap play on the backside. It looks like Blaine Grider's going to come off, and Wood Griner's going to come in there, I believe, at that safety position. but just a little misdirection counter play or trap play.
Here's some motion by the Huskies up straight up the middle, and the Cobras hold them.
Nothing doing. Big number 16, Cole Striegel there. He was not fooled that time. You know, it's from an inside linebacker position. You're always taught to read them guards, and he does such a good job of that. Anything in front of him, I don't think they're going to have much doing. So they've had a little bit of luck running the ball on the outside, a little misdirection, but those linebackers are staying at home doing their job.
They sure are. Second and goal. Ball's placed just about on the 4-yard line in that I formation. Here's Wood, got a guy in motion, pitch out to Garcia, and we just don't have enough guys. Oh, they do stop him short, I believe.
Yeah, nice play there by Nate Sear, and I believe Gage Griner also from his outside linebacker position getting out there. Just a little pitch to the outside again. I believe the ball's going to be placed. Is it going to be on the 1-yard line, or it's going to be maybe the 2? I'm not quite sure. But those guys, they ran motion away that time and ran across the grain there.
Yeah, and Garcia goes the opposite direction of the motion. They got one receiver split to the far side, and here's a play run up the middle, and the Cobras stop them short again. That's going to bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, nice job by the defensive line. Big John Matta there getting some field penetration there. Also, J.C. Dumont there from his defensive tackle spot. It allows them linebackers to fly around and make a play. They have not been able to run the ball straight forward, you know, with that little fullback give out of that bunch formation yet tonight.
Ball placed on the 2-yard line. It's fourth down. So a big play here for the Huskies. Colin Cobras, Garcia in that I-back position.
Back him up.
Highland wants to talk about this with 28.3 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Tied up 7-7, but Highland threatening.
Yeah, and this is a big, big set of downs here. We've given up another big misdirection play. They're on just a little simple fullback trap play, and then again they ran away from the motion, which is unlike it. A little counter back to the weak side, trying to catch those linebackers off guard, and you know, our linebackers do a nice job of staying at home and are able to run it down. But now fourth down and 3 play, you got to be thinking. They haven't just thrown the ball; they throw it to the flat some, but we haven't been able to see them throw the ball deep. We'll see if they have a little fade play or what they have drawn up here.
So the Huskies drop back onto the field. Cobras take their spot on defense. Ball placed on the 2-yard line, fourth and 2. Fourth and goal on the 2. Here's Wood. Wood with the pitch out to Garcia. And he is in for the touchdown. Not by much.
Same play we've seen there there earlier. They ran motion, and they ran pitch back across from where the motion was going. So the guys got to keep their head on a swivel and got to be thinking, just because they're running motion that way, that's not also maybe the power side anymore. But a nice job just before they made it into the end zone. Luke Griner and Nate Searin there to make the play, but just not quite enough.
Garcia on for the extra point, the PAT. It's up and good. So with 22.9 seconds to go in the first quarter, Highland Riverside leading Sigourney Kyoto 14-7.
It's been the first quarter here, and we've talked about this in weeks past. It's been a tale of big plays so far, Amos. A couple big run plays there by Highland that they haven't thrown the ball a crazy amount yet, but they haven't had to either. They've caught us off guard on a couple of misdirection runs, and we definitely haven't been able to stop the outside run so far. They've ran the ball inside a few times, and our linebackers have done a nice job, but the guys are going to have to shore some things up and get a good outside step and not let Garcia on the outside let him run.
Yeah, right now Garcia is the guy that's killing us. I mean, he is accounts for about 95% of their total offense. If I were sitting here taking stats, I mean, if just call him the game, he's the guy that's their workhorse. I mean, there's been a guy or two catch a pass, but not any substantial yardage to speak of. That's the guy we're going to have to key on And we're going to put a headhunter on that dude and make sure that somebody has number three accounted for each and every play.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Looks like Crawford and I believe Griner, number one back standing deep there again here on the kickoff.
In fact, it is. Crawford and Griner back deep to receive. The kick is headed Griner's way. He picks it up, takes the reverse. Griner's got some running room. He's across the 35 and then brought down at about the 37-yard line. Nice return by Luke Griner.
Yeah, it's nice to see him back out there healthy, running the football and catching a return. And definitely does a nice job of picking up some positive yardage there. A little fake to Peyton, and off he went. So.
Yeah, good. Ed made a nice little cutback and gained another 5-7 yards after he made that move. So here's Gritter on in that single wing set. Oh, here's the reverse over to Seren. Seren does a nice spin move, moves across the 40, and finally brought down at around the 44-yard line. Pickup of about 5. It's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Cobras. We'll call it 2nd and 4. Nice little spin move there by Nate. You know, we haven't seen Nate run the ball a whole lot, but, I mean, not even up in our workhorse.
Yeah, not since, you know, the Mid-Prairie game. We haven't seen, you know, Nate run the ball just a whole bunch. We've seen him there last year run the ball a little bit more when Peyton was nursing that knee injury. But something to be said, Nate, when he gets a full head of steam, he does a nice job, and he gets moving north and south better than maybe any of our running backs. He does a nice job of running the ball with a full head of steam, and picks up a nice chunk of yards there on first down.
Want to recognize a couple of our sponsors here. At the quarter break, Townend Country Insurance. Townend Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Gritter at Townend Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Lionel Insurance and Grinnell Mutual Insurance wish the best of luck to the Sigourney Kiota Cobras this season. Lionel Insurance is a proud supporter of our community and team up with our neighbors to keep it going strong. Local families have depended on us for quality insurance protection for decades. Go to your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry, and Rita Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a winning combination of products, price, and service. That is our policy of working together. Gardner Collier Jewelry. Gardner Collier is one to go for your most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They are the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and the Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Here are the Cobras set. Oh, get it out of the hands of Blaine Gunner, but he does jump on top of it. Back at about the 28-yard line. Bad center-to-quarterback exchange puts the Cobras in a pretty good hole.
Yeah, and I think Blaine should have seen a lot of green in front of him. That was a little misdirection play, I believe. It was going to be a deep pass play. Nate Seren took off down the field, and he was 30 yards deep, and I think it just went right through Blaine's hands, and it went about 8 yards deep there before he could cover it up. Unfortunately, he covered it up, and we didn't give up another cheap turnover there.
Absolutely. Third and long for the Cobras. 11:33 to go before half. Huskies leading 14-7. Here's the Cobras in that single-wing set. Whistles blow. We'll wait to see what these cats are. Delay of game on the Cobras.
That's very, very not like SK football. You know, coming off a big loss and then having a delay a game on top of it, now it leaves you a third and a mile.
To put it mildly, we better get our crap together. Here's Gritter back to pass. He heaves one downfield, but intercepted. Oh.
Nice job by Cole Striegel there.
To break that up.
Yeah, there was two Highland Huskies fighting over the football, and big number 16 lowers the shoulder and breaks it up. I thought that was intercepted for sure, but at least it gets us out of Dodge, and now we can have that big leg of Peyton Crawford come on the field and hopefully pin him deep with the punt.
Crawford's going to be standing on about his 12-yard line to punt this one away. I'm sure it's Garcia back to receive, and in fact it is. He's going to stand on his own 38-yard line. Oh, Crawford in trouble. Oh, no. And brought down back at around the 10-yard line. Cobras giving the Huskies excellent field position once again.
Yeah, as a result of the tournament. That was a bad snap. I think that was Peyton just having the intuition to hold it down before it was going to get blocked and be dangerously to a touch, to a, either a touchback or a touchdown. So he tucked it under and tried to make something positive out of something bad. But definitely they brought a lot of heat there. So something SK has got to be aware of.
11 minutes to go before half. Sigourney Kyoto trailing 14-7. Garcia in the backfield in the I formation. Here's the pitch to Garcia. He does a little stutter step and the ball's loose. That is picked up. It's picked up by the Cobras and returned to about the 35-yard line. That's Ben Horace, the senior. Ben Horace picks it up. Knocked loose. Not sure, Micah, who that was knocked loose by.
I believe Ben Horace might have actually knocked that loose also, or possibly Nate Searin out here from his cornerback position to Garcia. They ran a little pitch out here, didn't have a firm grasp on it, and I believe Nate Searin jarred it loose, and Ben Horace picks it up and takes it off down the sidelines. Nice job by those guys right there.
Big change of events for the Cobras. Now they need to make something of this. If they can't get their momentum moving in the right direction, I don't know what it's going to take for these guys to get it fired up. Cobras in that single wing. Here's Searin in motion. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room up the middle. He's picked up about 10. He's across the 45. Brought down at about the 47-yard line. And up for a first down.
Yeah, nice job there by Peyton. He does a nice job of cutting off his blocker and finding the seam north and south and picking up enough for a first down.
Ball's placed on that 47-yard line. Searin in motion again. Here's Crawford around the near side this time. Takes a guy head on and eventually brought down. Forward motion moves him up to the 49. Going to be a pickup of about 2. It's going to be a second knee for the Cobras.
Yeah, just unfortunate. That was a shoestring tackle there on Peyton Crawford. Otherwise, he was gone to the races once again. Defensive end there did a nice job of getting a hand on him, dragging him down from behind.
He's going to break one loose again yet.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, just by the way things are shaping up, I can tell you he's going to break one loose. Here's Gretter up the middle. He got a little bit of running room. He's not really known for as a runner, but Blaine does pick up about 5 yards. He's going to bring up third down and about 5 for the Cobras.
This is a manageable type of situation. For SK, this is still a running or a passing, maybe a play-action pass, but definitely a manageable situation instead of being a third and long.
Might not be a bad call to bring that wing back into play here on this play here. We'll see what they do. And in fact, that's what they do. We got Nate Center. If Nate would just run that thing to the far side of the field and outrun him, rather than cutting it up, we would make more positive yardage. But he is so instinctive at cutting it up and taking people head on.
Yep.
They've got to teach him that, hey, string that thing out and outrun him. He's fast enough to do that. We're not getting it done.
Yep, no doubt. And it's going to bring up a fourth and a long two, almost three here, and they are going to go for it since it's in Highland territory here.
Right play call, just bad decision on Searin's part to turn that thing up. Here's Crawford moving forward with a lot of determination, but I think they're going to stop it short. In fact, they do. The Huskies are jumping for joy, so they will take over on downs, but
just not enough push there by the offensive line. Fourth down and short, fourth and a long two, fourth and three, that's got to be on the offensive line. You got to be able to get a good push up front to leave enough hole for that running back to come through on that quick hitter, and there just wasn't enough there. Now it's going to leave Highland with the ball, right there about the 44-yard line, and they're going to come out here again in this quads bunch formation here to the near side.
Yep, quads over here. Here's Oh, and some pressure. There's some pressure. Oh, yeah, and Wood overthrew it. We created pressure on their quarterback, Wood, and he overthrew his receiver in Lathic. But we had good coverage downfield, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. And, there's Ben Horace again there, and Ben Applegate, and also Avery Moore there on coverage out there on that bunch formation. And then now it looks to me like I believe Luke Greiner's going to come in and play a little outside linebacker.
Looks like he's in at that linebacker position. Here's a guy in motion. Here's Garcia over the rock, far side of the field, and they had nothing going. I think they've caught on to this Garcia guy.
Yeah, no doubt, and I think but we got to beware here. They're going to go away from him eventually. You can't go to the well that many times and get stopped, so we got to be thinking something away from him here at this point, quite possibly, or, you still got to be keen on him. Here he is out here in this bunch formation in the slot.
In the slot, Wood back to pass. Pressure coming. He heats it downfield, overthrows his receiver in number 24, Sandberg. So that will now bring up a fourth and long for the Huskies. We'll see what their decision is.
Yeah, and that's what they do there. They bring Garcia out here in that bunch formation, and they actually went across the field to the one-on-one coverage there on the backside and tried to attack that. And our safety, Ben Horst, did a nice job of picking that up.
Back deep to receive this one, Luke Greiner. Punt is away. Oh, I don't know. Get in the end zone. Oh, yes. Good decision on Greiner's part to let that one go. We're going to start first and 10 on the 20. Not sure we would have had any better field position had he got that one gathered in.
Yeah, that was a low line drive kick and just really, really hard to field, and did a nice job just letting it go by him, and now we're going to get the ball back here on the 20.
7:53 to go before half. Cobras trailing Highland 14-7. But our offense does look to have a little more pop than it had last week in that single wing set. Here's Gritter with the handoff. No, back to pass. Being flushed out. He tucked it, keeps it. He's across the 20 and stepped out right at the 25-yard line. Gain of about 5. That will bring up 2nd and 5. Very manageable situation for the Cobras.
Yeah, nice job by Blaine there, recognizing there was the receivers were well covered downfield and tucks it around the corner and takes off down the sideline. Just did a nice job of picking up something out of nothing there.
Nate Owen and Nate Saren split out here to the near side of the field. Gritter in the backfield. Saren in motion. Here's a handoff to Saren. He cuts it back. Moving forward across the 25, picks up about 4 yards, going to be spotted at about the 30-yard line. Uh-oh. He's lost everything. Hello? I can't hear anything.
No, me either.
There it is. Oh, you just hit the volume. That happened to me last year up in West Grand.
I'm leaning over to try to see
what was the overtime deal. I go, what in the heck just happened? Here's Gritter. Gritter, what's the pitch? Late pitch to Crawford. Crawford's got the momentum across the 35, knocked out at the 39-yard line.
There's going to be a flag on the play, and this unfortunately looks like a place where it's probably going to be a hold. And you always worry about that when you're stretching a play. It is going to be a hold on one of the offensive linemen there.
Absolutely. Blaine's starting to understand what it takes to run that option. I mean, they've run it 3 or 4 times this season, but it hasn't been to perfection. That was a little bit better than what we've seen in other attempts.
Yeah, no doubt. And, the one thing I can tell you, when you're running a speed option out there to the weak side like that, you got to be able to make some space. And there's got to be a little bit more, of a 3-yard gap into him and Peyton there on the receiving end of that pitch.
So we're pinned back here. Fairly deep, Gritter back to pass. Heaves it up, got a guy downfield in, Nate Owen. Owen gathers it in at the 40, still on his feet. Wrestled down by about 6 Huskies at the 50. Midfield, 1st and 10, Cobras at midfield. Nicely done, not only by Gritter to find his open receiver, but for Nate to concentrate. and pull that one in.
And, you know, the thing is, Nate was he was pretty well covered down there by the defensive backs of Highland. He does a nice job just going big target, goes up for it, and does a nice job hauling it in and then making somebody miss and then picking up another five or six.
Absolutely, and that's in winning. Here's Greta with a handoff to Cropper. Come on, he's got ahead of steam, still moving forward. Picks up about 8 yards. Going to bring a second down and two for the Cobras. Ball's going to be placed on the 42-yard line of Highland.
He does just such a nice job of following his blocks. So he has Gage Grinder there pulling out from his pulling guard position. Also, Lane Boonder out there doing a nice job blocking out there in front of him. He just follows his blockers and picks up 8.
Cobras moving the ball pretty effectively right now in that single wing. Here's a handoff again to Crawford near side of the field. This time he tucks it in, and he's going to have enough. He's going to have enough for the first down, knocked out of bounds at around the 34-yard line of Highland. Move the chains, first and 10. Ball's going to be placed on the 33-yard line.
There again, following the same two guys, Boonder and then also Gage Grinder. Those guys are doing a nice job of getting out there and getting a block and making some room for Peyton to make a play.
Sarin's put out there in that wing back position. Here's Gretter. Right. Oh, yeah, they're going to run that counter play to Sarin. He's got some running room near side of the field and finally brought down. But not before he gets down to the 22-yard line. It's going to be enough for another first down. Cobra starting to move the ball real effectively.
Yeah, and that's the Nate Sarin we're used to see. Running the football, he's a north and south runner. That time he takes it around back on the counter, finds a little seam on the outside, skips off a block, and puts his head down and does a nice job making another guy, taking another guy ahead on, and picks up another 5-6. Nice job, Nate Sarin. Nice job, offensive line. Doing a great job from point of attack blocking up front right now.
Absolutely. Micah, we got a timeout here. I need to recognize these sponsors. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Dr. Sprandstad, Swanstrom, and Greiner are there for your entire pet or large animal health and wellness needs. With over 70 years of veterinary experience, this group is ready to serve you. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, a proud sponsor of Sigourney Kyoto Football. Contact the clinic at 641-636-3888. Also by Quality Ag of Kyoto. Quality Ag of Kyoto would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team the best during the 2014 season. Contact Mac Griner of Kyoto, your local Quality Ag representative for all of your crop input needs. Cobras trot back onto the field. Huskies also set in their defensive line set. And the whistle is blown, so we're ready for action. Here is Gritter, back to pass. That's good protection. That guy open, and oh, dangerously close to being intercepted there. Not sure.
Number 17, I believe, for the linebacker. Did a nice job of getting a good position there on Nate Owen. We went after him, big number 10, again here in the flat, and he did a nice job just about picking that thing off.
He's going to bring a good down to throw a passing attack in there, so we'll probably go back to the run. Here are the Cobras set again. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford's got the running room. He's taking a guy head on and still on his feet, still moving. Determination to get to that goal line. He's dangerously close to a touchdown. But it is not a touchdown.
Yeah, it's going to come up a little bit short, but great job there, Peyton Crawford, taking that direct snap. And there was nothing dancing around there in the backfield. He took one step, and it was straight forward, upfield, found that little seam between the guard and the center, and picked up a big, big chunk of yardage there.
So it is first and goal from the one-yard line. Here's Crawford straight ahead and untouched. Touchdown, Cobras. 31 to go before half. Sigourney Kyoto trailing now 13-14 over Highland.
Great job. Great job by the offensive line here. Great game plan here as far as Coach Jensen and the offense is concerned. He's keeping them enough off balance now. Now they're able to find some running room straight ahead, you know. They were stacking 8 guys in the box like Eddyville did last week. But we've loosened them up here a little bit, and they're able to run the ball a little bit more north and south.
Absolutely. Cole Striggle on to attempt the PAT. It was up and good. We are tied with 5:31 to go in the ball game. Great little series of downs there for the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the majority of it being picked up on the running side of the football, but, you know, Blaine's keeping him off balance right now. He's had the ability to throw the ball down the field a little bit, and he's found big number 10, and we haven't talked about him very much here in the last couple of weeks, but he's been able to hook up with that big target, keep him off balance a little bit from their defensive standpoint. You know, a little more unbalanced look frees us up to run the football a little bit more.
Sure does. You know, that touchdown set up as a result of the big hit by Ben Horace right down here, as we had messed up and gave Highland excellent field position, and Ben Horace coming up, gives a big hit, picks up the ball and returns it, and we turn it into to points. That's huge. That's what it's going to take to win these ball games from here on out. The kick is away. Garcia, come on, Cobras, get on it. I think we may have got on it. It bounces off Garcia's leg, and the Cobras have recovered. The Cobras have recovered that one. Big turn of events here as we get close to halftime.
Yeah, there you go, special teams. We talked about our kick coverage there on the last kick, and we were just unfortunate that we weren't able to get downfield and make the tackle right away. That time they were flying down the field, a little bit of a bobbled reception, and we do a nice job of getting down there and covering it up.
And that single wing direct snap to Crawford. Crawford up the middle. He's moving forward, picks up about three, maybe four. It will bring up a manageable second down situation for the Cobras. Ball's placed on about the 28-yard line.
You know, and this offense isn't, it's made to pick up 3.5 yards a play. So, you know, picking up three there, it leaves us a chance to put ourselves in good situation. So five minutes left here in the second quarter. Let's just see if we stick with it here.
Here's Greer with a handoff again to Crawford. Crawford following his blockers, and he's got some room around the side. Knocked out of bounds at around the 24-yard line. We got one down with a, looks like he's holding his knee. It could be Gage Greiner, 69, one of our guards.
Yeah, and that's just unfortunate. That's one of our point guards, one of our guys. It's kind of our mainstays of our, our offensive line. We got to have them pulling guards in this single wing offense. Those guys are key blockers Peyton Crawford and for Nate Searin and those guys, especially running those counters and those plays to the outside. He does come off the field, comes off a little gingerly. Hopefully it's just a cramp or maybe tweaked it a little bit, but hopefully he's going to be back here.
Yeah, it looks like he was holding his knee. That didn't look like it was his ankle, more so his knee. We'll wait to see what they come up with. They do got Peyton Holt comes in to replace him, number 53. Cobra sitting here with a 3rd-and-3 situation. Here's Cobra again, straight up the middle. He's got more than enough for the first down and keeps moving forward. He's finally brought down at around the 16-yard line. Move the chains.
Yeah, great job there by Peyton Crawford. And honestly, Peyton Uphold comes into the game. And, I think Peyton wants the ball right now because he didn't wait for his block upfield. He just took off.
He took off. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. I'm an impatient guy myself. I could not have the patience he has. I'd be running over my blockers if I were out there. Here's Crawford around the far side of the field. He broke loose. He's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Pete Crawford. Touchdown, Cobras.
Great job by that pulling guard, Lane Boonder, out there to pull out there in front of Peyton. Peyton does a nice job of cutting off that block. Lane does a nice job of taking that corner on and kicking him down to the ground, and Peyton finds the corner, finds the seam, finds the end zone. Great job, SK.
4:25 to go before half. Cobras take the lead, finally, 20-14. Striggle on to attempt the PAT. Kick, the ball is down, kick is up, and This one is good. Stuck through. So the Cobras take the lead with 4:25 to go. 21-14. Come on, defense. Great, great opportunity there with that turnover on the kickoff, Mike.
Yeah, this could very well be a 21-7 game. We were going to give the ball back to them and dangerously in our red zone. There on the botched snap with Crawford receiving the snap from the punt. Big play by Ben Horace gives us the ball back, and a great offensive drive by SK there. Great job by the offensive line getting down the field and making some blocks for Peyton Crawford and a host of other for SK runners and finding some pay dirt. Big drive, 21-14 game now.
Absolutely. Nate Sarin set to kick off. Now these boys line up here on the 35-yard line awaiting the kick for the Cobras. Need to go out, down, and lay some lumber. And I've seen a couple of them tippy-toeing down there. This is not tippy-toe time. It's time to go down there and make people hurt. Nice kick. He sends Garcia back to his own 15-yard line. Boom, hit. Yes, and brought down at around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, nothing doing. Number 64 in there. I believe that's Cooper Griner. And also number 8, Colton Powers there on the tackle. Those guys doing a nice job flying down there. Also Will McGill flying down there from his keel end on the end here, speeding down the field. Great job by those young guys there on kick coverage.
All right, so the Cobras take over on defense again. We await to see what they're going to do this time. Here's Wood. Back to pass. Oh, Luke Griner with some good pressure. But he gets the pass away. He gets the pass away. Number 25, Casper, still on his feet. Dodging tacklers. Come on, Van, bring him down. They finally do, but not before he gets it all the way down to around the 17-yard line of the Cobras. Too many missed tackles.
Yeah, just very, very unfortunate. That time we run an outside linebacker blitz with Luke Griner from his linebacker position, and he puts a big hit on the quarterback. They run a screen to the backside, and there's just nobody home. They threw it right back to where Luke would have been from blitzing. So good job by Highland recognizing that and pick up a big chunk of yardage.
So with 3:55 to go, Highland now threatening ball placed on the 18-yard line. Here's a handoff to Garcia around the left side, brought down after he picks up a couple. It's going to bring up 2nd and 8 for the Huskies. I mean, we had it set. We had it all set up, Mike. They were able to complete that pass.
Yeah, just very, very unfortunate.
I better grab my phone. We might have some text messages coming in from some of our listeners across. Oh, my God. We got text messages everywhere. Wow, we got too much football to watch here. Here's a handoff. Garcia up the middle. And he's brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. They're going to place the ball at about the 12-yard line. It's going to be a 3rd and 4 for the Huskies.
You know, we shuffled a lot of guys in the defensive backfield and in that linebacker corps here the last few weeks. We've seen numerous guys like cornerback, safety, linebacker. It's just interesting to me. A lot of these young guys stepping up and making big plays now.
They certainly are. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Back to pass. He's got guy open in the flat. Boom! Horace brings him down, but it's going to be dangerous. It is enough for the first down. It's going to be a 1st and goal for the Huskies. 2:39 to go. Second quarter.
And there again, Ben Horace, Avery Moore, Luke Griner from his outside linebacker position, doing a nice job getting to the flat, just not quite enough before Garcia picks up the first down.
All right. You know what? We've held them once, Mike. We've come close to holding them once. This would be a nice little opportunity for us to show our muscle right here and hold these guys out of the end zone with 2:20 to go before half. Here's Wood. He dances back. He passes across the center of the field. Kind of threw that one in the dirt. It's going to bring up 2nd and goal. Ball placed on the 5-6 yard line. Yeah, Micah, we've got text message. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to catch up on all these. Hey, got to give a shout out to Jacqueline Griner. I think she must be listening in. Here is Highland. Wood under center, handoff to Garcia up the middle. And he's stuffed. But not before he gains the yard. It's going to bring up third and goal from the four-yard line. 2:02 to go before half. Come on, Cobras.
There hasn't been much going straight north and south there into the teeth of that SK defense. Those inside linebackers have done a nice job along with those big defensive tackles. We'll see what they draw up here.
One split far side, one near side. Here's a handoff to Garcia. He stretches it out here to the side. Oh, Nate Owen grabs the face mask.
Great, and that's very, very unfortunate because Luke Griner was there to make the play, and he made a great tackle there to keep him short of that, to keep him short of the goal line. Just very, very unfortunate. Just you know, you can't keep those hands around the face. We've seen that too many times here in the last couple of weeks. Happened for that face mask, and very, very unfortunate. It's going to give him a fresh set of downs. It's going to be, halfway. Half the distance to the goal.
So we're really going to have to stiffen up that knee because it's going to be placed on about the 1.5 yard line, and they're going to have 4 attempts to get it in. There's the signal.
It's just going to be an inverted face mask, not a personal foul.
Wow, it looked like he, boom, about broke his neck, but they're going to...
They're not going to call it a personal foul, though. Still, that being said, it was a loss on the play, actually, and it's going to put them about on the 2.5.
Yep, still third down, ball, third goal, ball's placed. Now they're a little confused. The boys in the striped shirts are trying to get their, there we got the clock winding. All right, so here's Wood under center. Pitch caught to Garcia. He's stringing it out. Hit. Luke Griner had his arms around him. Ben Horace hit him. Ben Horace is a hard-hitting little guy, but he needs to learn how to wrap up.
Yeah, he's
fine. I think I'm going to invite him out to my house and let him try to tackle me a couple times because
mm-hmm.
he needs to learn how to wrap up.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, Ben's been a hard hitter from that free safety position all year long. He just missed there, you know. He's made some big hits throughout the year. He just needs to wrap up, and that one's in the backfield.
So with 1:31 to go before half, Sigourney Kidd is still up 21-20. Garcia onto a tip PAT. The PAT is blocked by the Cobras. So they will maintain the lead with 1:31 to go, and we are far from headed to the locker rooms yet, folks. We got a 1:31 to work with, and the way the Cobras have been moving the ball the last couple of series of downs, don't be surprised if they can't hit pay dirt once more. Micah, there again, we go back. Ben Horace hits like a freight train, but he's got to wrap up.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you know, we've had numerous times we've seen this year. Our defensive backs are doing a nice job of, you know, taking the runner head on, but we just cannot wrap him up and get him to the ground. You know, we don't have enough guys lined to the football to with help also. So just very, very unfortunate. You know, we have a face mask penalty there. Otherwise, it's fourth down and short there from the 5. You know, just the little things. It's the little things that cause points, not big things. So. We're right there, leading here 21-20 with 1:30 left. You know, we got a lot of young guys out there playing some different positions and doing some good things. We just need to, with 1:30, we need to take care of the football. We can't let any big plays happen. And we need to stick to good SK football right now and be able to run the football.
All right, so we are set back deep to receive. Crawford and Runner. Crawford's going to take this one at the 5-yard line. He's across the 10, the 15, and slips at about the 18-yard line. So with 1:26 to go before half, the Cobras got 84 yards to march to put this one in the house.
Yeah, they're going to place it right there at the 19. Just unfortunate. Misses one tackle there.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe takes her to the house.
He might. He's probably
gonna he's probably going to break one again tonight, but we'll see if we opted to keep this thing on the ground here. We've been running the ball pretty efficiently.
Here's a direct snap to Crawford. Crawford up the middle. Crosses over the 20, brought down at around the 24-yard line. Clock still moving. 1:18 to go before half. Second and five for the Cobras.
Nice job offensive line there. Pick up five. Peyton takes a direct snap and just heads forward for 5 yards.
Two receivers split here to the near side of the field. Brenner in a passing situation. Ooh, I don't like this. Pressure coming. Blaine scrambling to the far side and drops out of bounds close to the original line of scrimmage. So it will bring up third down. I wish he would have stayed in bounds.
Yeah, that's just maturity, though. I mean, honestly, on Blaine's part, you know, having the ability to scramble downfield, the receivers are covered. Did a nice job of keeping his feet going, and finding the seam, getting out of bounds there for no gain.
Third and six for the Cobras. 54 seconds to go before half. Two receivers split here to the near side. Ritter in that shotgun. Here's Crawford in motion. Hand off to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room, but he's going to be brought down about 2 yards short of that first down marker. Clock still running. 43 seconds. Timeout Highland. There again, that's where I'm telling you, Ritter should have stayed in bounds. Let that clock run.
No doubt.
Highland will take the timeout.
Yep. It looks like we're going to give the ball back to them, you know. And they haven't shown the ability so much tonight for a high strike offense, but we're going to have to look for the big plays they have had tonight. They've had a big play on that bubble screen. They've had done a nice job of running the ball to the outside on that outside pitch, and also that throwback screen to the weak side. We're going to have to be ready for a big play here.
Well, not to mention our special teams. Our punt team is going to have to get down and make a big play. If he's going to gather that thing in, we're going to have to be down there. Our horses need to be running hard, and they need to put a lick on them. And I haven't seen too many guys that want to put a major lick on them yet.
Yeah, and then Peyton's going to need to take care of the snap here. You know, we bobbled the snap a little bit last time, and we didn't get the punt away, and it
hurt us. We could have turned out all right, but it could have been disastrous for the Cobras. Good snap. Punt is away. Garcia stands. He runs forward. Come on, get down there, Isaiah. Quick. There we go. Powers downs it at about the 39-yard line. So they'll take over first and 10 from their own 39-yard line with 33.8 seconds to go before half. My defense has rose to the occasion. We hold on to that one-point lead as a result of that missed PAT. But this has been one of those games that's a little more exciting to call than
what we've dealt
with the last 2 weeks. Here's Wood back to pass. A little bit of pressure coming. Come on, grab him. How do you let him get away like that?
Great job, Ben Applegate, from his cornerback position. Comes back here. They had trips out here, the bunch formation out to the flat side, through to the outside receiver. Ben does a nice job coming up from his corner position, making a great big tackle there.
Got a four-man front here. Striegel plugging that middle. Here's Wood. Wood scrambling to the far side of the field. Heaves it downfield. Caught. 1.8 seconds left. Caught. Come on, Copper, get up.
I believe that Ben Applegate there.
Ben Applegate downfield. He's keeping around. This ain't no game for a bunch of weenies. 1.8 seconds to go. This will be the final play. Before half, we got to get pressure on this Wood kid. We got some coming. He scrambles. He heaves it up. Oh, no! How many times has that happened to us? Micah, how many times has that happened to us?
Very, very unfortunate series of events. Once again, we give the ball back with 40 seconds left, and they have two big pass plays, attack the middle of the field, over top of our safeties, and do a good job of completing that there. We brought some heat there from our defensive ends with an outside linebacker, and he just stood back there and threw it right down the middle of the field.
So as time expires, Island puts it in two-point conversion. And that's going to be good. So we go to the locker room. Highland Riverside, 28. Sydney Chiana, 21. How many times has that happened to us?
Too many to count, unfortunately.
When you're playing safety, what is your ultimate job? You
deep
do not get beat deep.
Deep.
You
deep.
Don't get beat deep.
Deep is deep.
And that has happened to us multiple times, and there's no excuse for it.
No, that's for sure.
So, we are at halftime here on homecoming here in Sydney. Highland Riverside leads Sydney Kyoto 21-28. Going to bring you up to some scores, up to date on some scores. We're going to have a couple guests here, first time all year that we've got some guests during the halftime period. So hold tight, and we're going to bring you some very illustrious guests here during halftime. But I'll give you a quick rundown on the scores across the area. CMB Baxter 10, Albia 7 in the first quarter. Sheraton being blanked by Knoxville 21-0 in the first quarter. Eddyville Blanksburg, our opponent last week, leading I-35 16-7. Seymour 6, Wayne of Corton 49. Davis County trailing North Polk in the first quarter 7-0. North Mahaska getting blanked by Montezuma at a halftime 28-0. Of course, our score here at half, 21 for Sydney Kyoto, Highland 28. Dowling and Johnson scoreless. Johnston scoreless in the first. Clark and PCM scoreless in the first. Oskaloosa trailing Norwalk in the second quarter 21-0. Muscatine and Ottumwa in a tight one. Muscatine trailing Ottumwa in the first quarter 7-6. Pella up on Newton 21-7 in the first quarter. Centerville and Fort Madison scoreless in the first quarter. In District 6, Class 1A play, Columbus Junction trailing Pella Christian 14-6. Twin Cedars up on Moravia in the second quarter 14-0. Melcher, Dallas, and Lamoni scoreless in the first quarter. Tri-County and Meskwaki scoreless in the first quarter. Southeast Warren trailing Pleasantville in the second quarter 28-0. And Pekin trailing for the first time all year, I believe, trailing Lone Tree 7-6 in the second quarter. Mount Pleasant and Fairfield scoreless. Mediapolis and Louisa Muscatine scoreless. Danville and Cardinal scoreless. New London trailing Van Buren 20-0 in the second quarter. Williamsburg trailing South Tama in the first quarter 7-0. So that brings you up to speed on some of the scores around the KIIC listening area. As I said, here on homecoming night, as a result of something we see way too often here in Sydney County football, is the opposing team scoring a last-second touchdown to take the lead. It is my pleasure tonight to have the opportunity to interview a couple of the class of 1974 Sydney Savages that were the class. They're the honored class here tonight in Sydney at homecoming. They were the 1974 SICL, South Iowa Cedar League champions. These young men at the time were using this field we play on as a practice field, I was told. Is that right, Dan?
The first night I'll never forget, they mowed the field there, and I'm scared to death of snakes. And we came out here, and I seen two snakes, and I found out that fear has a unbelievable ability to keep you from getting tackled. Just all night long, no one could figure out why they couldn't bring me down, but I had to fear the snakes crawling through my helmet here on the field that night. I never forgot that, and I think of this field every time I came here about the snakes.
Well, big things. I was told, number one, I'm joined tonight up here in the booth during the long halftime, homecoming halftime by Dan Ahrens and Rob Clarahan, both guys that played on that 1974 SICL championship team. They were youngsters, and they brought this field to fruition. Interesting story, Dan Ahrens, also a coach, works with the Iowa City, Regina, the group up there in Iowa City, which we were up there about 4 weeks ago. Great complex, beautiful complex, great people, awesome football team. But it's my pleasure to have the opportunity to interview both of you, because as we look back, you know, I'm a 1984 grad from Kyoto, and at the time, Kyoto and Sigourney had not come together yet when I was in school. We played each other, and I always had a great respect for Coach Smith, and I tried my best earlier tonight to try to get Coach Jack Smith, the old defensive juggernaut, the brains behind that defense, to come up here and talk to me, and he wouldn't.
He wouldn't do it. Well, you know, most people don't know this. He was All-State in four sports at East Waterloo, and he was Dan Gable's idol.
Oh.
And when he left high school, he went and worked for the railroad for 3 years before he became heavyweight wrestler, one of the top in the country at UNI. And he brought that toughness to Sigourney here that Sigourney lacked, and he was one of a kind. I mean, still today, I'm still scared of the man.
I didn't have to play for him. I would have loved to have played for him, though, because I was the kind of guy that I left everything on the field, you know, guys, and I think he knows that, because he'll spend time and he'll talk to me when he comes over to Kyoto and we run into each other on Main Street. But but the entire coaching staff at that time, Dan, take us back and tell us a little bit about the team in general. And we want to get to Rob as well, but tell us about the team in general.
Kind of Sigourney was in a 4-5 mode for 20 years. Never could get over the hump. We just couldn't do it. And Sigourney people got together here, and we started junior high football. We were the first ones that had junior high football. And then we got the bond issue passed here for the new field, and the community really got behind. It was phenomenal. You know, we turned it around here, and then which most people don't know this, from when the playoffs started in the 72 until probably 2009, I think Sigourney had the second most wins in the playoffs behind Harlan. Harlan was one, and Sigourney was two, or they were 3-4 in there. And, I mean, it was unbelievable to have that run go for 40 years, 30 or 5 years, or whatever it was. And it was just phenomenal school, and I'm proud to be the one that got it going here and turned it around, and you know, we won the conference and track, and then it continued on, and we've had it 2 years ago when Sigourney played Regina here, I think 2 or 3 years ago, somebody asked me who I was cheering for, and I said, I don't care, because Monday night I'm going to the Dome. I'm either going as a Savage or I'm going as a Regal, so it doesn't matter to me. It was a great experience here to be here, and you know, we're just lucky to be, you know, born in a great community, in a farming community. It teaches morals and values and work ethics, and, you know.
You know, Dan, you don't live around here now.
Hey, I still got Harper on my
heart. Absolutely. You and I
live in 41 states, and it still says Harper Island.
I love it, Harper Island.
I know where I'm from.
Absolutely, I love that.
By the way, until a few years ago, Harper was the best athlete in the county. I'm telling you, it wasn't Sigourney, it wasn't Keeler, because we kicked both of your butts all the time.
I'll tell you what, I think back to when I was a little guy, and Harper still had their little baseball team, you know, over there, and you guys would come in, and you guys were all like 6'8", yeah, no.
That's funny, when we went to All-Star Baseball games, we always had that birth certificate for years when you came from Harper.
I'll tell you what, there's something in that Harper water. I kid. Yeah, but really, great people in Harper. Great people, neat little small town. We got one of our sponsors here, Sigourney Kyoto Football Broadcasting sponsors, is Producers Livestock, based right there, Harper, Iowa. Love it.
Two pro football players, president of North American Toyota was from there. I could go on and on.
And of course, you run a successful business there with the construction business and so forth. Back to football, you know, a lot of people look, you guys graduated, obviously, both from Sigourney, and I graduated from Kyoto. And 28.
By the way, we should join and stay together. By the way.
I have nothing to do with that, Dan. I've got kids in school yet. One that's a senior, and one that's out there that's playing. But we'll see how everything plays out. But going back, you know, when we joined up, you know, Kyoto just didn't have enough kids that they could put onto the field and put a respectable, competitive team on the field back in 1988, I believe.
Oh, I remember. My brother was in the class of 85.
There you go. And then so up until that point in time, we had played as separate, and we played against each other in conflict play. And we come together, you know, a number of years ago, probably the longest-standing joint program in the state of Iowa, and it's been very successful. We've got a lot of coaching changes over the last
eight years. A lot of
happy
days in the state tournament with Kelly and Sigourney together.
There has been. There's been all kinds of that. And, you know, you're dealing now day-to-day with a very successful program. When I was up there broadcasting a few weeks ago, I'd say, hey, they got a pro-caliber coaching staff, for crying out loud.
I mean, you know, most people don't even know, between 72 and 206, Regina never went to the state one time. Sigourney Kettle was going every year.
And that it goes to say, you know, that coaching and the direction that they lead is so important to this, to the youth that are out there performing every night, making sure that they don't make the mental mistakes that causes the yellow hanky to fly in the air. And as Mark and I broadcast these, we sit here and we get pretty high energy kind of.
You guys
broadcast.
Do a great job, by the way.
Well, no, I don't know about that, but I'm extremely high energy, and he understands the game real well. And we make a pretty good team, but where I'm going with that is you know, we want to make sure that as coaches that you're teaching them to be good young adults, and that they understand what their job is each and every play.
Well, you know, one of the things we do at Regina that I'm real proud of with Marv is, and I told him in the 7 years I've been there, the one thing I know, I'm a better person for being associated with the coaching staff we have there. And one of the things we say is do the right thing. It's a simple philosophy we have. Do the right thing. Most people don't understand in a football game, it can be 42-0, but it's 6 plays and make a difference in the game. The games are really close. There's not that much difference in teams. And it comes down to how hard you execute and focus and concentrate. You know, I do the middle school, and one of the things, I cannot tell you last time we ever had an offside motion, you know, it's totally about concentration, about focus, and, you know, and sure, it comes down to natural athletes and lifting and all those things there, but it starts with focus and concentration, just like this last play here. Somebody broke their assignment, didn't do their job, and the team's forced. And, you know, it comes down to one play, the difference between the half, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the stuff people don't understand, is the game is so much closer than you think it is. I mean, we used to get beat, one of the things, we got killed when we were freshmen by Belle Plaine by 50 points. You know, and I hated it when they did the 50-point rule because we never forgot it. And we beat them after 20 years, first time we beat Belle Plaine. But we didn't forget the beating we took as freshmen and sophomores. And then, you know,
right.
And that's what one of the things is, it's life. And I tell my kids all the time, this is not about football. This is about life.
It absolutely is about life. And, you know, I want to circle back around to this class of 74. Because, as you said, and I want to get Rob in here, too, but as you said, you know, that was kind of a turning point. I know class of 1984, so in the fall of 83, I come in here as a senior in high school and take on a Sigourney team in their house, and we had beat them when I was a freshman. I didn't play, but we had beat them 7-6 in a nail-biter over in Kyoto. Big win, first time we'd beaten Sigourney in a long time. And that was kind of a propeller. That kind of propelled our program to say, hey, we can do it, because you guys had set the bar that you were the best. You were the best.
Most people don't understand this. I'll never forget. We were 3-0. I didn't sleep at night. We'd never played and not been beat. And it's a lot of pressure on you. Well, once you get used to winning, it's you win all, 3-4 games a year because you just don't know how to lose. You always figure out a way to win. And that's what it happens. Once you get the train going down the tracks, you just expect to win. And that's what's happened at Sigrid and Kilda here, and it's been a great thing. You know, now we've got to go into Regina. It's the same way.
Absolutely is the same way. But your class, it sounds like, you know, the honor class here tonight, it's hard to believe you guys have been out as long as you have. But
it's only been five, 10 years.
This is Rob on here. Stick around, Dan. I'm going to sit here. You might have to add some things. But Rob, take me back to those days. You know, I saw all you guys sitting down there on the track and tried to get Coach Jack to come up, and I tried to get Jerry Wohler to come up. But take me back through back in the junior high days when you were being chased by snakes and you didn't want to be back.
I'll take you back to a point where, I don't know if Dan remembers, there was a little restaurant pool hall called the Harper House.
Oh.
And we are, Dan and I, and my brother Ron, and Ted Piper from Kyoto. We were sitting in this booth. Yes. We're sitting in this booth while we're waiting on our dads or something, and it's the summertime before our senior year, or maybe junior year, and we're, I don't think Ron was there. Obviously, Ron wasn't there, but we're sitting around, we're talking football. Now, are we athletes? Yes, we were athletes. We worked hard at what we did and perfected, and we followed our coaches and all this, but at that point, Sigourney still didn't have a winning tradition, but we were just a bunch of average guys who were going to go out and just do it. And we're going to listen to our coaches, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to work harder than anybody else. And we knew the summer before our senior year that we were going to do it. We were going to win the conference. We just knew it. But there were no All-State guys. Well, maybe Don Klett and a few others. But they were just hard-working country boys that came together and did it. And that was probably one of the biggest lessons I learned in life. When Dan said earlier, you know, it's about life. It's about following instruction, working hard, stretching yourself, coming back the next day when you're tired, when you're beat up, and you're not 100%, and you still give 100%. And we listen to the coaches believe us, we start to believe in each other, and that starts that tradition. So then the underclassmen see that, and then they go, why can't we do that? And then they become the upperclassmen, and then the underclassmen before, after them, and it does, it's kind of like if you look at the New England Patriots, do they always have the best players? No, but they put a great product on the field, and it's a lot like this. I tell you what, the first quarter out here, we played uninspired, and the second quarter, we were inspired, and that's what Deanna was talking about. There is something that will click, and then you will just, your assignments are understood, you know exactly what you do, you're focused in, and you perform. You lose that, or you think it's a lot easier than what you think it is, and three plays and you score.
I want you to memorize what you just told to me, because I think this class of 74 would be a great class to bring back and share your stories with the youngsters we got coming back, because we've all grown up, and Danny knows this, and I don't know for sure Rob where you even live anymore, but are you around Sigourney?
I'm not allowed to come back to the state of Iowa except for a few times.
My pleasure for coming back.
Missouri now, yes.
Okay, you're in Missouri. Hey, I'm going to give you the website so you can follow Sigourney Kyoto football every week.
Actually, I've been doing that.
Amen, brother. You get to listen to my babbling mouth every Friday night.
Yes, I've been watching the videos on YouTube, too. I've been following that along. So.
You made one point, and Dan alluded to this a little bit himself, is ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it's all about. That is what I got to do every day to make a living. I'm an ordinary guy, but I got to do extraordinary things to be better than my competitor.
But I'll also say this. Dan and I, we were on the same teams from Pee Wee baseball all the way through high school. If I knew anybody, I knew what he was capable of, what I could do, what he could do. But when he messed up, man, I was in his face, and vice versa. Come on, Clarahan.
But you didn't get mad at each other. We don't have enough of that today, Rob. We do not have enough of that accountability. Young kids making each and every other kid accountable for what they do.
Thinking back during some of the plays when the guys were in the huddles, I would think back to the times where somebody would just sound off. We got to do this. We can do this. You know, I just trap blocked this guy, and we got to run this play, blah, blah, blah. And we talked, and we encouraged, even in the huddle, in between plays. It was a team effort. It was 11 guys always attacking 11 guys. It wasn't a line and a halfback attacking somebody else and four people standing around.
Right, right.
Well, I'll guarantee you, I know times, we use the excuse times have changed, and we don't have kids. Kids aren't out on the pouring concrete. They're not out baling hay, and they're not.
Yeah.
My son's a prime example of that, but I've chosen to take the step to get him involved in jobs and working every day, so he's not sitting in the house. Pardon me.
You abuse him, though.
Well, no, I don't abuse him. I want to make sure he understands what it's like to work, Danny.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough of that, so time can change a little bit, but we still need to instill in them the fact that everything worth achieving is worth working for.
It is. And let me say something about teamwork, too. It's also the fans. The fans, if we show up and we cheer a good play and we are encouraging, those players feed off that. And even though you may not be playing on, you're on the sidelines, you're not in the game, you're cheering on, it is, if you buy into the program, the 11 players that are on the field, they buy into it, too. They feed off that. That's called just momentum and adrenaline and stuff. And you know what? I saw something really good this second quarter, and I expect great things the second half, and I'm going to be down there cheering them on, and I'm excited. I mean, we've had a few ups and downs, and they've had some big plays, but we're in this game, and we're going to kill him the second half.
You're right. Otherwise, my voice is going to be gone. You and Dan are both welcome to stand right back here behind Mike and I as we call the second half.
Oh, you can't say that now, but
there's pizza behind us here. If you want to spend some time, stay up here, unless your wife won't allow that to happen, you're more than welcome. But if you can guarantee me a victory by standing back here and patting us on the shoulder, we'll take it. But
I see my brother Randy sat in the same spot when we scored two touchdowns there. He's down there right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, the good thing is they got a kickoff to us.
Rob, hey, great. Thanks for having us.
Great.
Awesome.
Great to have you. If you and Danny want to stay up here, like I said, Danny
up here because there's food up here.
Danny Aarons and Rob Parham, class of 1974, Sickle champions as seniors. Also, the class that brought through the bond issue to bring us this field we've got out here right now. And I'll tell you what,
we sold raffle tickets to get junior high football uniforms and equipment.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. The things you guys, and I'll never forget it. Harper is where the athletes are from. Right?
Harper is where the
my daughter dates a little Harper guy. Little Gretter yet. He's playing quarterback.
Oh, Gretter, I tell you what. I looked at the program tonight, and, you know, I've been away for 30 years, but I looked at the program, and all the names are right there.
The same.
Yeah.
We don't have a Clarahan on it. They're coming, though.
They're coming.
We got a few coming.
Hey, I'll turn this back over to your compadre here.
Hey, Rob.
It's been awesome. It's been a privilege.
And
I'll stick around here.
Hey, thanks for coming. Stick around right behind us, but being prepared, I get pretty excited.
All right, man. Thanks.
So that's Rob Clarahan and Dillons from the class of 1974. Here's Grayer with a handoff to Crawford. Crawford up the middle. Ball was taken at about the 15-yard line. Crawford still on his feet. Finally brought down dangerously close to the 40-yard line. So the Cobras will start in pretty good field position, Micah. My shark is eating a piece of pizza. So I'll keep talking. Hey, I'll tell you what. Great halftime. Great halftime there talking to those guys that had a desire to win. They brought home a conference championship in 1974. So here come the Cobras. Gritter in the backfield in that single wing set. Direct snap to Crawford up the middle. Straight up the middle. He's across the 45, still on his feet. He's about a yard short of the first down. He's going to bring up second down and one for the Cobras.
Great job offensive line there. Great push up front. Great job by the guard and tackle there, just making a hole for Peyton, and he punches through there straightforward for picks up about 9. I believe Zeb Webb is in there playing guard now.
All right, Zeb Webb, we haven't seen him. Here's Crawford again, right up the middle. This time picks up about six. Now we are starting to move that ball. They're starting to do what we probably needed to do last week against Eddyville when they stacked that box. Run that thing right up the middle.
Run it straight down their throat, right through that guard center gap. You know, they're doing a nice job right now offensively in that offensive line, just getting off the ball and getting a big push, and Crawford's doing a great job following them.
First and 10 ball sits right now on the 43-yard line of Highland. Here's the reverse. Sarah, come on, Sarah, turn that thing up. He's drug out of bounds. Out of bounds at about the original line of scrimmage. A lot of running for no gain on that play. They had that one stiffed down.
Yeah, they did. It's just a little counterplay out of the single wing there to our wing back. You know, double handoff Crawford there to Searin, and he came around the end, and their defense did a nice job of reading it.
So that brings up a second and nine situation for the Cobras. Here's Gretter, Searin in motion. Gretter with the keeper up the middle. Good play call by the coaching staff. Gretter takes it forward. Incredible spot. I don't know if that's where his knee hit or if that's where the guy thought he went down, but that's about a yard short of where I think the ball should be placed.
Yeah, he's got long legs, but I don't think they're that long.
I don't either. That's a yard and a half short of where it should have been, so it brings up third and three for the Cobras. Ball's placed just short of the 35-yard line. Here's Crawford with the direct snap again. He's got the running room. He is across the 30, down to the 20, and finally brought down at around the 18-yard line.
Yeah, and right now, Peyton Crawford, he's running with some fire, and he's running, and he's determined. Did a great job of following his blocker there, right on the shirt tails of his pulling guard, and he fouled right through there and did a great job of running north and south and not stretching that thing and picking up the first down.
First and 10 ball spotted on the 18-yard line. Crawford in the backfield along with Gretter. Searin moves over into that wing back position, acting like he doesn't even know what the play call is. Here comes Owen.
They're going to take a timeout.
Take a timeout. Somebody didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, and it looked like, I believe, Nate Owen had a flip sides there to the power side, and also the wing back and the tailback had a switch spot. So I think there was some little bit of miscommunication as far as what formation we were coming out there in the specific play that we were going to run. So unfortunate, we need to be able to hold those timeouts there until late in the fourth quarter if this thing comes out to be tight. But right now, doing a great job of running the ball north and south, getting upfield, moving forward, not backward. That's what we like to see.
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen Peyton Crawford. You know, we've talked about his patience, but I think he's starting to get a little he's starting to say, you know what, I'm going.
Yeah, and you know, you got to have a guy like that to be able to say, hey, coach, I want the ball, and I want to run the football, and I want to get six.
Absolutely. And he is playing like he wants to win this ball game. And God bless him for that. Here's Grinner in that single wing. Here's a handoff to Crawford again around the near side. He's going to be in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Cobras. Take Crawford off the right side of that offensive line.
And there you go, about four big plays.
Boom.
And right down the field. You know, I kind of lost my voice there at halftime. Those guys were coming out of the locker room, and I was screaming and hollering and everything else. And I told those guys, I said, let's get fired up. This is a football game. It's Friday night. It's homecoming. Get fired up. It's time to play football.
God bless you for doing that. I was up here conducting but the kick is, oh boy, now they just returned the favor to kid. The Highland Huskies just blocked Striegel's PAT attempt. So with 9:49 to go, the Cobras still trailing Highland 27-28. We needed that.
Yeah, no, that's big. We can't let this game come down to special teams and big plays. Just a one-point kick could be a big play here in the end. But the guys came up and they're fired up, and we got the ball right there and drove it down the field. It's good to see. It's good to see no mental mistakes, and we drove it down with some authority, and Highland had no answer for that. So hopefully the guys are fired up. We talk about emotion. We talk about high school football and momentum swings. These guys need to get fired up and make a big defensive stand now.
They need to go down and knock them down right here. Garcia stands deep on his 15-yard line to receive the kick from Nate Saren. 9:49 to go, third quarter. SK trailing Highland, 27-28. All set. We are ready for that kick. Kick is away. Garcia's going to gather this one in at the 15-yard line, across the 10-yard line. Oh, that's a feeble attempt by Isaiah Hahn to make a tackle there.
Yeah, you got to break down. You can't give up an arm tackle there. You know, he's in great position. Just needs to break down, lower his hips, and drive through. But luckily, there's a host of other coaches there to wrap him up and keep him to a short game.
He took that ball at about the 12-yard line, returns it to about the 27-yard line. So first and 10, Huskies at the 27-yard line. 9:42 to go in the third quarter. Here's Wood under center. Pitch out to Garcia. Garcia to the far side of the field. He's got a little bit of running room, but Cobra's gathering in, but not before he picks up about 4, possibly 5 yards.
Better job there by big number 56, Curtis Klett, from his defensive end spot to close the gap there from his defensive end spot to crash the corner and keep it to a relatively short game to what they've been giving up there on that sweep.
Wood under center again. Garcia in that I-back position. Hand off to Garcia coming to the near side. Gathered in by Striggle right there. Striggle along with Boonder. Those guys are our workhorses. Striggle and Boonder in on a lot of tackles each and every week. They were brought him down. He's going to be short of the first down. He's going to bring up 3rd and 2. Ball's placed on the 35-yard line.
Big, big play here. 3rd down and a long 2.
3rd down and a long 2. Here's Garcia around the far side of the field. He's got enough for the first down, brought down by Luke Greiner, but not before he has enough for that first down. He's a pretty quick little back, that Garcia.
Yeah, and he finds that corner, and he finds the seam, and he's upfield quick. So, you know, those outside linebackers and cornerbacks need to step up and make a tackle and close it down to a shorter gain. Those guys are flying around right now. They're going to come out in a bunch of formation and shotgun set here.
Yeah, they got a bunch of receivers to the far side. Here's Wood. There's some pressure by Crawford. Crawford comes in, and finally, he gathers him up along with, looks like Nate Owen in there, brings him down as well.
Yeah, great play by Peyton Crawford. He drug him down from the backside. He blitzed actually from the opposite side, from the trip side, and did a great job of just running that one down from the backside, and then Nate Owen was there also from his defensive end. Spot to give the pressure to keep him back in to Peyton Crawford. Great job for a loss of 3.
So 2nd and 13 for the Huskies. Lassick split out here to the near side. Wood's going to go under center. We got Garcia in the backfield. More than likely going to be a play to Garcia, left or right. No, it isn't. Is in fact number 22.
It's going to. Oh, and Nate shot, Nate Saren reading that counter play. It's the little wing back counter coming back here to the wing side. They're going Garcia.
Yep.
Came back with that wing back counter, kind of like we do sometimes with Nate Saren. And Nate Saren does a great job of staying home at his cornerback position and keeps it to a short game.
Absolutely. That's what you had talked about earlier in the first half, that we got to stay home because they might try to pull that on us, and that's in fact what they did with that Oakland coming across here to the near side of the field. Here's Wood back in shotgun formation. Keeps it up deep. Oh, my goodness, we got Powers. Got beat.
Oh.
Oh, that's a cheap call.
Very close. They're going to throw a flag, and this is going to be more than likely defensive pass interference, but Colton Powers is right there step for step for him. That's one we'd like to have back. I don't know.
It's a cheap call.
I'm just
going to say
it is in great position.
Great position. They're going to go throw that flag. Ah, that's cheap. That's what they're going to call is pass interference. But it's cheap.
You know, we're going to hit some step for step from our from the SK sideline here. You know, that's not
we got to play the game. So I was going to give him a fresh set of downs. It was 3rd and 10. They launched it. We've got to get pressure on Wood. I mean, we start putting Wood on his back. Guess what? He's going to run scared.
Yeah, and, you know, they were in a 5-receiver set there. They had quads up to the far side, single receiver down here. And twice now they faked a bubble screen out to Garcia, playing that slot receiver, and then they've tried to dump it off deep. And our cornerback's just been a step late that time. Colton Powers in great position, just very, very unfortunate with the ticky-tack off.
Absolutely, ticky-tack. Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. 1st and 10, ball placed on the 42-yard line. Wood in the shotgun, fakes up the middle to Garcia. Garcia's got a little bit of running room. Finally brought down. That was one of those
little draw play. They faked the bubble screen out to Garcia, and the lone running back in the backfield picks up the draw and picks up 9. You know, we got a lot of defensive backs and backers out here. They got quads out to the near side, and those linebackers are all manned up out here, and there's only one guy home, and that's Cole Striegel, and he does a nice job of making the tackles. Just unfortunately, he picks up 9.
So here's Wood. Wood back to pass. Quick hitter out here to the near side to Glassick. Rath. And Rath is brought down at the 27-yard line. So 1st and 10 for the Huskies. 6:06 to go. 27-28, Highland leading Saturday Kyoto. Here's Wood in the shotgun again. This time it's Garcia. Nothing going that time. It might have been a struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job, J.C. Dumont, following that from the backside. His guard pulled, tried to lead the way for Garcia there on that on the wing back counter, and he did a nice job following his guard and running that one down from the backside. Great job, young man.
Got 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Wood back to pass. Not much pressure coming. And finally, he does find Lassick. I know that's Rath across the middle.
They call it down. I believe they're going to call it hit the ground. The outside referee is going to call it incomplete. The guy that was right in front of actually called it a completion. So it's funny to me that the guy across all the way across the field seen it was incomplete, but the guy in front did not.
Didn't that
Nonetheless, brings up 3rd and 9.
Get some jokers wearing these uniforms every now and then. Here's Wood, being pressured. Oh, no, Wood. Oh, no. Colton Powers gets deep. And Highland, with 5, they put her in for a touchdown. So with 5:18 to go, Highland now takes the lead 34-27 on the Cobras.
Yeah, and we're seeing quite the offensive showcase here, swapping touchdowns here in the early minutes of the third quarter. That's 2 really quick offensive drives, one by SK, one by Highland. Not really having an answer for either team defensively right now.
Garcia on to attempt the PAT. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So 5:18 to go. Sigourney Kyoto now trailing Highland 35-27. 5:18 to go in the third, so plenty of time. We just need to, our defense is going to have to make a few stops, and our offense is going to have to keep things going, Mike.
Well, right now, we're given their quarterback a Wood plenty of time to throw the football, and we got to be able to get some pressure on him and hit him enough, get him rattled like we did Jack Marinsky there a few weeks ago against Pell Christian. We got to be able to bring enough pressure so he cannot make those methodical throws, those throws downfield, because our defensive backs were just too outnumbered when they're 4 or 5 wide.
I love homecoming night because John Moore always sponsors the press box, and he is the man.
This guy is not good for my diet.
But he's the Pizza Ranch owner in Sigourney and Washington.
And I'll tell you what, he always treats us very, very well when he is the press box sponsor.
The only thing I wish they'd do is move that pizza to the other side of the press box so it wasn't sitting right behind us.
We got a meet here in Saturday, Iowa. You know, I think it made it better if it'd be a victory here tonight. Back deep to receive, Peyton Crawford and Luke Griner. Crawford's going to pick this one up at about the 20. He's across the 30. And a host of Huskies bringing down at about the 32-yard line. So the Cobras will start first and 10 at the 32-yard line.
Big, big offensive set of downs here for SK now. Coming out and giving up another quick touchdown. Down 8, we got to be able to run the football full steam ahead. No simple little mistakes to slow us down and put up another quick 7.
In that single wing, here's Gretter, handoff to Siren. Siren side steps to Sackler and moves across the 40.
Great job, Nate Siren, on that wing back counter, coming back across the middle. He does a nice job getting north and south and picking up about 9 yards. The young man done a nice job around the football tonight.
Yes, he has. We're kind of in that single wing set here. Gretter. In that good. Direct snap. Here's a handoff to Siren. Siren around the near side of the field. He's got more than enough of the first down. Got down at about the 48-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down.
Same play. Direct snap to Peyton Crawford. They're keen on him. He had a big first half, a couple big plays, and does a nice job on that wing back counter, handing the ball back off to Nate Siren, and he cuts it back upfield for a first down.
Yeah, they run that play and just fake it to Nate.
That's probably coming.
Oh, no, we got Gretter up the middle, and Gretter got some running room and more than enough. Still on his feet, down at about the 25-yard. Biggest run from scrimmage for Dane Gretter all year long. I'm going to give him a big pat on the back next time I see him.
Great job by that young man, not known for his running skills, more of a pocket passer. He does a nice job of getting through the line and actually breaking a couple tackles and picking up a big first down there.
That was good desire there on Blaine's behalf. 4:15 to go. We trail 27-35. Here's a direct snap to Peyton Crawford. Met immediately. It looks like a blitzing linebacker comes in and knocks him flat right there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, nice job by Highland. They're sniffing that out. They're not going to let anything straight north and south. Now they're going to bring a little bit more of a six-man look up front, stacking the box up. We've been around the ball with some efficiency here in the second half, and they haven't had an answer for it, so they're going to stack the box up once again.
They are. They got a number of guys on the line. This would be a good passing opportunity for the Cobras. And, oh, my goodness. Come on, Coach. We got to pull a pass out. They're stacking the box.
Yeah,
they got 8 guys.
No doubt.
Just one line
in there.
Holy crap. Let's get our crap together.
So it's going to bring a third and long situation. Now you got to be thinking as far as the Highland coaching staff, you got to be thinking this is a pass-type situation. They're probably going to bring some heat. So, we definitely got to be ready there. Blaine needs to be ready to throw a quick ball.
He certainly does. They'll probably bring heat. Here's Blaine. And they got the ball. Oh, my goodness. Watch that. But, oh, Crawford picks it up. He's running forward, still moving. And eventually brought down at 35. Loss of about 4 more yards. And we have a 4th-and-long situation.
Yeah, that could have been disastrous. They sent their middle linebacker, and I don't know if our center seen that coming or whatnot, but he was so worried about picking up that middle linebacker on the blitz, he snapped it right over the head of Blaine Gretter. Nice job by Peyton Crawford to pick it up and to move it forward. Otherwise, that could have been disastrous.
Oh, it could have been. Could have been disastrous. So here we are, 4th and long for the Cobras, but we are down in Highland territory. Yes, Nate Crawford to Nate Owen down to the 10, still on his feet.
Great.
Oh, they're going to blow the whistle dead. Okay.
Great play. Call. We've seen that play early in the year.
We did.
A little little handoff to Peyton Crawford, a little halfback pass. Nate Owens, a big target streaming down the middle at that tight end. And big connection here. Puts us the ball there on the 9-yard line. First and goal.
Crawford to Nate Owens. Nate's a big target. Big target. 1:46 to go here in the third quarter. And false start on the Cobras. So that's going to back them up. So it's going to bring up first and goal from the 14-yard line. But I got faith, Micah.
Yeah, that's very, very frustrating. You know, you just make a great big play, and then you get so excited, you see the backside. They're very important.
Yep. That's understandable. There's Gretter. Gretter with the keeper up the middle. He's getting good positive yardage. Nice. Nice job by Blaine Gritter. Moves across the 10 down to about the 6-yard line. It's going to bring up second goal from the 6-yard line. Really good play call there.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not something, you know, Highland has probably been very prepared for. We haven't done it much here in the first handful of games.
They haven't. Here's a handoff to Saren. Saren across that hole, and he's determined. He's in for the touchdown.
Now, are they going to calm down?
They're calm down? I don't know where these...
Very, very close.
I don't know where these guys came from. They must be from Iowa State.
It's going to be very, very close. I'm going to call this a football length away from the goal line. Unfortunately, this is usually, we call number 16, but
it might be Crawford time.
They're going to call a timeout. I believe Coach Jetson wants to talk about it. Big third down and one. We really need to have, we need to put up 7 here. In fact, we need to put up 8.
I would, Mike, good point. So if we do, if the Cobras are able to get this in, we probably got to go for 2.
Yeah, I think you definitely need to go for 2. You need to try to tie this ball game up. And that being said, the reason you can go for 2 is because we got some faith in our legs. You know, Cole Striegel has had one block tonight, but he did earlier in the year against Pell Christian. He came up with that big 31-yard
field goal.
He's got the ability to kick the football. If we do not get it, then we're down 3. We can come back with a field goal, but I think you do have to go for 2 at this point.
I agree. We take care of business first. We're 3rd and goal from the 1-yard line, so we got 2 opportunities to gain a yard.
This is a big play. We cannot have some of them little mental mistakes that we've had here in the past.
No, we can't. Here are the Cobras under center. Here's Sin. Sin moves forward. You've got to be kidding me. They're going to mark him short again.
Going to bring up the 4th down. 4th down.
4th and it's got to be inches. I don't know what these guys are watching. I really don't.
They're going to let the time expire here in the end of the 3rd quarter. And we're going to go down to the other side of the field. It's going to give Coach Jensen a time to settle down his kids. This is a big, big play. 4th down and 0.5 yard. We've got to find pay dirt here. And I guess I'll talk while you're getting that piece of pizza down. So big play, like I said before. I'm starting to lose my voice tonight. You can tell that I got a little bit excited there at halftime. I got a little fired up. So not always what you want to see, giving up a touchdown there right before half. Very, very unfortunate. But the one thing I do know, these guys are resilient. They know how to react to being behind, and they can get fired up and play good football. And our offense has done a heck of a job here in the second half.
The offense has done. You know, in the defense, the last couple of weeks, they've done a really good job. They've been put in some tough situations at times tonight. And have done a very, very good job. We need to find pay dirt, as you said. Micah, I'll tell you what, that pizza back there is just so...
I thought that's why we ate those steak sandwiches before.
That didn't work, did it? We thought, well, we'll eat steak sandwiches before we come, and
we won't have to be tempted by any food while we're broadcasting, but tell you what.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, for bringing that pizza.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what, John Moore, always my favorite sponsor, as I said. He's watching intently as we are.
Touchdown Cobras.
Touchdown Cobras. Finally punched him in. As I said, John was watching intently. So with 6 seconds to go into the, we're just 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, the Cobras punch it in to make this score 33-35 in favor of Highlands. The Cobras are going to go for two.
Big, big play here, and Cole Striegel is actually going to be in the backfield now. That's the first time we've seen him on offense here tonight.
Yeah, we haven't seen Cole in on offense all night long. Here's a pop pass in. Oh, in and out of the hands of Nate Owen. Did the pop pass right across. It's worked many times and worked to perfection many times this year. But in and out of the hands of Nate Owen. So the Cobras still trail by two. Just 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, we got a barn burner here.
Yeah, we got a great football game. It's a great, gorgeous night here tonight. October football night. You know, you go down there at halftime. I did, and it gets you fired up. I mean, it's a little bit cool, a little bit fresh, but it's perfect football weather.
It's great football weather. You know, I spent most of my nights right up here in the booth at an interview over halftime this week, so I didn't venture out, but you know what? I'm glad you did. So you had an opportunity to address these kids and let them know that we're pulling for them and that they need to be fired up. That ball is going to be placed back deep to receive is Garcia. I mean, he is 95% of the offense of this Highland team. Pearson with the kick. Kick is on the way. Garcia is going to gather this one in at about the 16-yard line, across the 20 to the 25, 30, and brought down before he reaches the 35-yard line. They're going to gather him in right around the 34-yard line, so they'll start first and 10, 34-yard line.
Nice job, Ben Horace, though, coming in on the kick coverage and doing a nice job of wrapping up. Keeping Garcia to a short gain.
Getting a lot of text messages in. I got one from Lisa Brenneman, a couple from Jacqueline Greiner. Oh, I got one here from somebody I don't even know, and the folks back in the studio got us on. They're listening in. It's been one of those games that's pretty tough to check the phone now and then. Here's the pitch to Garcia around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. Finally brought down, but not before he picks up about 10 yards. So it's going to be probably a first and 10. He crosses over the 40 to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, and very, very unfortunate. I thought I'd seen a hole. There's going to be an unsportsmanlike call. The Highland coach is on the field, about 15 yards on the field. He's going to get the hanky thrown at him. I thought there was a hold on the other side of the field. Luke Griner from his cornerback position, he got tackled out there. I don't know what the heck they were looking at. I'll tell you, luckily they threw the flag on something because he got tackled at his cornerback position, and they ran the ball right at him.
No, I'm telling you, these guys got their degree for officiating out of a Cracker Jack box. And I don't tear them up too bad very often. I don't know where they came from.
I'm not sure either, but fortunately for our sake there, Garcia was actually shaken up on the play. Their coach wasn't happy about it, and they threw the unsportsmanlike flag. It's going to bring a first down in 10 now, deeper in their territory.
Yeah, it sets them back. Ball's now placed on the 31-yard line, first and 10, Huskies. Huskies, lot of confusion. They don't know what's going on.
They got an offensive tackle walking up the field.
Absolutely. Timeout Highland.
And that's not good for the Highland Huskies. Their best player, the 95% of their offense, off the field there. I don't know if he's got an ankle or a knee, or I'm not quite sure what's going on. But they're definitely probably going to be a little bit rattled here. 22 has had a couple runs, but other than that, he's a big chunk of their offense. Defensively, now is the time that we have to attack.
Absolutely. I'm not sure what brought their coach out onto the field, Mike. If it was a result of his Mr. Garcia getting young man Garcia getting hurt or what, but they don't have him right now. Oh yeah, we got a lot of folks in our stands trying to
first. It should be first and ten. It should be.
That's right.
Well, it is. There's a lot of mass confusion, and the guys
of mass confusion
have moved. So they're saying it's first and ten. It should be first and ten.
No, absolutely, it should be. I'm telling you, we haven't seen a crew quite as disorganized as this all night long.
Now they're talking about it out there. I'm not quite sure what the confusion is here. Did they call it?
Because there was a play. The play ran.
Well, but did they say it was a first down? They must have said it was a first down, and then an unsportsmanlike after. So they must have said that there was enough to pick up the first down.
Okay.
Then they marched back.
And there would have been.
First down.
You could very well be right. Yep.
I think that's what the conclusion they've come to.
Yep. That is exactly what the conclusion is. So here's Wood. Wood's back to pass. Now, if we can just get some pressure on him. Yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what, without Garcia in there, they're not going to be near as dangerous.
Yeah, and that's a little weak sky screen. And now there's another flag thrown here in the backfield.
Something happened. Avery Moore's clapping for the Cobras, so I'm not sure if Highland maybe did something nasty again, or it better not be a Cobra. If it's a Cobra, I'm going to come unglued on those kids.
Sportsmanlike again?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. See, they're coming unglued. The Cobras need to keep their heads. They are the type of kids that stay cool.
Yeah, and that's very unfortunate for Island. That's going to push them back to, I guess now it's going to be second and 25. Is that right?
It's going to be second and long, I can tell you that. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but... second long, but I see Avery Moore trotting back to the and he was clapping, so he knew somebody had did something.
I think that was a lineman downfield blocking on Avery Moore from his linebacker position, and he must have got in doing a little extracurricular after the play. And you know, hats off. It's a close tight football game. Guys are fired up to play, but you can't make those mistakes.
We got to get pressure on Wood. Here's Wood. Back to pass. He doubled up. Wood doubled up in the backfield. That's Boonder coming in. Big John Mather. Great job. Great job by our defensive lineman.
Great job that time. We brought the heat. And, Lane Boonder coming from that linebacker spot. Blitzing in there. And they're out in a spread five wide situation. It's a passing situation, and we let her buck, and he got there.
30-34. All we got to do is put pressure on Wood, and we'll be good. Oh, I don't know what happened there.
Intentional down. I'm not quite sure if that was in the vicinity.
Oh, I don't know.
And if not, that should be
intentional grounding. Wash it down. Take over.
In one of our comrades there, I believe we offered had us there in the box. He told me 25 was there, so it was not intentional grounding.
Yeah, number 25, good spotter. We got a good spotter in Lee. So they're back deep to punt. Peyton stands on his Peyton covered. Terrible punt. Get away. Get away. Good job, Nate Sears. Get away. Covered's going to have a great field position. Going to take over on the Highland 41-yard line.
Great big swing of momentum now here. SK needs to capitalize on this. That's a great big stand by the defense, and they need to take that enthusiasm to the offensive side of the ball now, get fired up, and then play SK football. SK is going to take the ball here, first and 10, lined up in that familiar single-wing formation. Crawford takes the handoff, finds the seam, finds the edge, and he's going to pick up a big chunk of yardage, pick up about 15, and another SK first down. Great job by Peyton Crawford driving his legs. A lot of north and south running there. He just follows his blockers, and they're hurried up back to the offensive line set once again here. Fresh set of downs, first and 10.
First and 10, Cobras. Gretter in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Crawford with the keeper around the near side. He's going to be in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Cobras. Touchdown, Cobras. Cobras take the lead, 39-35, with 9:56 to go. I just gave my phone to Lee Crawford the video. I hope he caught that. That was good. Lee Crawford at AD right here in Henry, Iowa. Just, we might have it, need a couple more.
big play by Peyton Crawford. It's going to be a cold streak long here for the extra point.
The kick is up, and I believe this one's going to be good, and it is. With 9:56 to go, the Cobras now lead the Highland Huskies 35 to 40, 30 to 35, Sioux Chiota. Wow. I tell you what, I think the mojo start to change here a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. The guys came out of halftime, and they're fired up, and they're ready to play, and they're hitting it. We haven't seen this football team fly around and make plays like this for a few weeks. So, you know what? This is fun to watch. And you've got to love a close game. Right now, we'll see if Garcia is going to come back in here or not. But right now, what we did is we did capitalize, and that's big on the coaching staff. You know, you got to go right back at him.
He's going to stand on his own 20-yard line. Nate Sharon set the kickoff. And our kickoff team ready. 9:56 to go in the ballgame. Nice kick. Garcia's going to gather this one in at the 18. Moves forward across the 30. And followed up. Going to be stopped at around the 39. We'll call it the 40-yard line. So Highland's going to start first and 10 from the 40-yard line.
Big set of downs, and there is actually a Highland Husky player down on the field, I believe. Is that number six or number eight?
Six, Landfair. Number six, Landfair. Well, wait and see. He is being helped off. Tripping around a little bit, but he's going to be able to walk off on his own. Walking off on his own. So big set of downs here.
Big set of downs defensively here for SK. You got to come out here first down and 10. You got to bring some pressure here. You got to be thinking they're playing from behind now. Pitch here to Garcia. And a great play by number 16, Cole Strigel, comes from his middle linebacker position. He comes scraping across and put the big hit on Garcia, and that's a no gain. In fact, they're going to call him a half a yard short of where the ball is spotted. Highland's going to go hurry up here. Shotgun formation. They're in trips. Shotgun quarterback back to pass, and he goes down. Great big hit from Wayne Boonder from his defensive end position. Great big sack, and it's going to bring a third down in long situation. Great job by that young man, number 54, coming off the edge, and he just beat that offensive tackle around the end and made a great big play on Wood there to sack him. That's the pressure that I was talking about that we needed to bring. Buzz formation now to the far side. Quarterback in the shotgun. It's going to be a screen to the weak side, and this is going to be number 25 this time. Number 25 fights off a stiff arm, and I believe Crawford, along with Striegel, is going to take him back. There is going to be a flag on the play. Momentarily away in the call. Ineligible man downfield is going to be the call, so this one is going to come back. It was just a short game. Great job by Peyton Crawford and Cole Striegel chasing down the running back there. I believe it would have been Sandberg actually on the reception. He cut it back across the field. They're going to decline the penalty and opt to take it to be a third, and it's actually going to be fourth and long, I believe about 14. It's going to bring up a punting situation. We'll see if they go for it. It looks like they're going to put their punter deep, and Peyton Crawford is going to stand about on his 40-yard line to receive this punt. Highland brings a late guy on. A little confusion there on the offensive side of the ball. Punt is away. Peyton Crawford signals to his guys to let it go, and it bounces out there right around the 27-and-a-half-yard line. SK football, nice job there defensively by SK, forcing them to a quick three and out. Guys are just flying around, making some plays. Great job by that linebacker crew there, and also great big sack by Lane Brinder to pin him deep. Let's see if we come back in that single-wing running attack here, Amos.
Yep, boys are set. Great defensive stand. Ball set on the 28-yard line.
Uh-oh, very, very unfortunate. And Blaine Greder signaled that it's against them. It's going to be offsides, but no, it is indeed going to be false start.
False start on the Cobras. So it will bring up a first and 15, 8:21 to go here in the ball game. Cobras leading 40-35.
Big set of downs. No time to get nervous here. Keep to our game plan and run the ball.
Absolutely. Here, direct snap. Hand off to Nate Sarin. Oh, it almost looked like a face mask, but nobody wants to pull their hanky on that deal.
That time they were not fooled defensively as far as Highland. That's that double counter to Nate Sarin and his wingback counter position, and they just did a nice job of staying home defensively. And it's going to bring up actually a second down and now 16, a lot of one on the play.
So now the Cobras in deep position here. Here's Gritter. Another whistle. Another false start on the cover. I don't know who's false starting, but
I don't know either, but this is frustrating. This is what we seen last week, Amos, and this is the things that the little things that are drive killers. And we've talked about this week in and week out. These are the little things that make SK a good football team to a great football team. We cannot keep making those simple mental mistakes.
Absolutely. So I don't know who's doing it, but they better get it figured out. So there they split. Gritter out to the wide side.
Wildcat formation.
That's another false start. I guarantee you that's another false start. We went 15 yards back. This is frustrating.
I don't know who that is on, but that's three in a row, and I'm not quite sure. Guys need to settle down right now. I don't know if that's an offensive lineman or if that's a running back moving forward. That's a different formation. That's that Wildcat formation with Blaine split out to the top side there, and Crawford taking the snap.
Well, I'll tell you, if it happens again, I'm taking these headsets off, and I'm going down on the field. Here's Crawford, moves to the far side of the field, and then cuts it back into the center and brought down immediately. So it's going to bring up a fourth and long for the Cobras.
And this is definitely punting time, you know. 6:46 left here in regulation here in the fourth quarter. We definitely actually it's going to be 3rd and 27. But we need to take care of the ball here. We cannot turn over the ball here in our red zone.
No, we certainly can't.
And there's another flag on the field. there's got to be 12 men on the field. There was somebody coming on late. I'm not quite sure if this is going to be a legal formation.
We got 11 guys on the field. There's got to be 12 on their side. We got 11.
Not quite sure what the confusion is. The referees are huddled out there. Are they going to say 12 guys in a huddle? I don't even know.
Legal. Yeah, it's a legal substitution.
So after marching back a little bit, it's still a
third and long. I mean, it's still third and 17 for the Cobras. 6:26 to go. Cobras are leading 35-40 here on homecoming night.
And we're going to be in that familiar Rocky set double swath.
Here's Gritter. Gritter back to pass. Rolls to the far side of the field. He's got a guy open in Nate Dolan across the middle. He's got good. Makes the reception out across the 30-yard line. Got him a little bit of breathing room anyway, Micah. If nothing else, it's fourth and long. They made up a lot of yardage right there, but we were pinned deep.
Yeah, we were pinned deep, unfortunately, because of small mental mistakes.
Absolutely.
Again. And now we're going to have to rely on that big leg of Peyton Crawford. We're going to have to do a great job defensively. We've had one bobble snap tonight. Defensively, we've got to do a great job of containing Garcia here on this punt return.
Absolutely.
Great punt.
Sends Garcia way back. Come on, guys. Come on, Sigurd. He's got to get down there. Absolutely. Get up down the ball and around the 18-yard line. Garcia underestimated the lead of Peyton Crawford, and he boots it 10, 15 yards over his head.
Great boot there by Peyton Crawford, and we've seen him do that time and time again. You know, he got a little rattled there. He kicked one there right before halftime that wasn't as good, but we've been seeing him doing that all year long, those big, high, long spiral kicks.
Yep.
That one went sailing right over his head, and great job, Peyton Crawford. Pins Tyron deep. We're going to make them have to drive the field now to be able to put points on the board.
So here's Wood. Wood with the pitch. Here's the reverse. Oh, right immediately. Oh, it was there.
Yeah, they ran the little halfback, or not halfback, but they ran a reverse pass, actually. Luke Ryan from his outside linebacker position, great position there in the flat, and just unfortunate, he's a step short of making that an interception. Great job by that young man, and great job by the defensive line getting pressure upfield to make him hurry up that throw.
Good defensive play by the Cobras. Here we go again. There's pressure coming here, going down deep. Oh, Luke Ryan goes, oh, an interception. He kept it. Avery Moore with the interception after the Greiner tip, and he is fighting for the end zone, still on his feet. He is within the yard line.
Great play by a bunch of young guys there. Hey, that's
fun. Sophomore.
That is fun. That is fun. Great play by Luke Ryan from his cornerback position. He's played about 14 different positions there on the defensive side of the ball tonight. And a great job from him playing cornerback that time. Tips it up. Avery Moore comes over from his safety position, picks it off, and takes it up downfield. Great job, guys.
Man, what could you add? You couldn't ask for more out of a couple of young guys right there. Come on, Cobras. Peyton Crawford with the ball. Up the middle in for the touchdown. 5:02 to go. Cobras take the lead. 46-35.
Yeah, you got to get fired up. That's a big defensive play and a great job by Peyton Crawford taking the ball in to pay dirt right there. Guys fired up right now. This is the fire we haven't seen in weeks.
We haven't
weeks
seen it.
And weeks, and we haven't seen it. And they right now, they know it. They feel it. And they're fired up. And you know what? You got to get fired up.
You go back to that play right there. Avery Moore. Luke Greiner tipping that pass. Avery Moore returning that thing with desire. Wants to get her in the end zone. Here's Striggle. Oh, no. They're going to go for two. So we're in that single wing set. Going for the extra two. Here's Crawford, direct snap to Crawford, he's in for two! 5:02 to go, Cubs lead, 48-35.
And there's some extracurricular there again from the Highland team. They're getting all, they're kind of getting their panties in a bunch, and they came after one of our offensive linemen, I believe, Lane Boonder. And he had him flat on his back just fumbling them. So, you know, this is not a time to lose your heads, guys. You know, we've played a fired-up second half of football. You know, Highland's fired up because they're playing from behind now. They were they had the big momentum swing there in the first half, the end of the first half. And now SK's fired up, and they're kind of bringing it. And, you know, this is a heck of a second half to watch.
Well, you know what? Highland had their opportunity. They were at right at half, and they punched that thing in. They could have come out. But I'll tell you what, that's the tenacity of this Cobra team. That's going to say a lot about our team to come out after giving that up and do what they've done this second half. They knew they needed to take care of business. They're taking care of business. Saren, all I'm going to attempt to kick back deep, or to kick off back deep. Garcia stands on his...
I believe that time was J.C. Dumont.
That was a short kick. It could have been Dumont.
I believe it was that time, and then tackled by a gang of SK football players there right at about the 38-yard line. I'm going to give up a little bit of field position there on the short kick, but now, you know, defensively, this SK football team, we've been flying around this second half. We haven't just given up. We've given up a couple big plays. They got to keep flying around, making big plays now.
They need to put wood on their sack is what they need to do.
They're going
to
come out in this bus formation, shotguns to the near side again.
There's the hike. He's got some running room. He drops it downfield and... No, that's a horrible call. Terrible call.
Oh, that's very, 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 very unfortunate.
Horrible call.
Very unfortunate.
Terrible call.
Peyton Crawford's on the ground. I think they're going to call a pass interference on him.
That is absolutely terrible call. I'm going to say this to all the listeners out there. If you are watching this ball game right now, that's a horrible call. These guys... absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and he looked downfield. He looked to the bunch side to run the little bubble screen and threw that ball deep down the center part of the field at the free safety once again.
All right, we got here's Wood back to pass in the shotgun. Come across the center. Picked off by Nato. Nate Sheeran got it. That's what happens when the referees try to make it up for him. Nate Sheeran comes up with a big key.
Great job, Nate Sheeran there from his cornerback position. He gets a step on his receiver and just steps to the inside of the ball, picks it up, and takes it off downfield.
I'll tell you what, that's what happens. I'm telling you, karma's crazy. Karma's crazy, because that was a horrible call to play before. Terrible. So here come the Cobras on offense again, 4:36 to go in the ballgame, leading 48-35. They've got... here's Crawford. Crawford around the 7 and running. He's got the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown! Cobras! Oh, what a deal. What a deal, Micah. Touchdown, Cobras.
Hey, you can tell we're fired up because we take that turnover ball, and that Peyton Crawford takes the ball the very next step and finds a little seam, and he is gone.
This goes back to that horrible call. It was called on him, and he got it right here. He says, you make a call like that on me, I'm taking it to the ground, baby. And he did. Woo! How about them covers? Cole Strigel on to attempt the PAT. Ball is down. Kick is up and good. With 4:26 to go. Sigourney Chiota leading Highland 55-35.
What a shootout we've had here in the second half. My golly, these guys are fired up, aren't they?
Our good man, Lee Crawford's got us a few highlights to send off to Joe Village for 6:15 tonight, by golly. I want to say thanks to Lee Crawford for doing that. So we're getting some stuff to put on Fox 15. Most of it's going to be Peyton Crawford, I'm sure, but... we don't care. It's all about the team.
I think, my guy, here in the fourth quarter, we're both going to lose our voice.
Well, he's as fired up as we've been here in about 4 weeks. We have been dying for another win, haven't we, Mike?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Guys are playing with fire right now.
Yeah, they're playing with fire, and that's what I want to see. Oh, a little onside check deal. Oh, and it almost worked. But the Highland Huskies covered up. They covered up on the 45-yard line. So they'll take over in decent field position. 4:23 to go. Sigourney Kiel leading 55-35 over Highland.
What a heck of a ball game we've seen here in the second half. What a great big change in momentum. You know, we talked about that coming out of half. The guys were fired up and put that great big first drive together. And now we've been playing fired-up football here the whole second half. Highland's actually going to come out in an I formation here with the wing back, throw formation to the far side.
They are. They put Garcia back in there. Put Garcia to the far side. He's got ready to go. Boom! Time!
Yeah. Oh, I run that little pitch play, little swing pitch out to the pro side, out to the wing back side. And our linebackers do a great job, a defensive end. Nate Owen did a great job of stringing that out. Also, Gage Fryer in on the tackle, and I think also believe Ben Horace.
So here's Wood now in the shotgun with number 22 Oldland in motion. Oh, and wrapped up in the backfield. Watts on the play. Colt's playing fired up football right now, my
Yeah,
car.
No doubt, and I believe that's Lane Boonder coming all the way from his weak side defensive end spot. You know, he had a great big sack in the last drive. He's doing a heck of a job here playing here on the weak side defensive end right here tonight.
He sure is. So here's Wood in the shotgun again. Here's pressure coming. He's got a guy. Oh, bubble into boom, brought down.
Yes, it's going to be. We're going to be close to being a late hit here, I believe. It's either going to be a holding or it's going to be a
chop block right here. Right here, chop block on Riverside Highland. That's going to send him back another 15 yards.
I didn't know if that was going to be a late hit there on Nate Owen or if he got shoved into the quarterback Wood. He came from his defensive end spot and put some pressure there on Wood, and there was the offensive tackle he was going at to him went down to his knees and kind of shoved him into. Into Wood, and then they flag him for the block below the waist.
So that's going to bring up a third and long, such a third and 25. Third and 20, they say. Third and 20, and it is third and 20. A little motion in the backfield here. Here's Wood in the shotgun, back to pass. Getting pressure again. Oh, no! Got a guy wide open downfield. He got beat by Ben Horace again.
And this time, Ben Horace drags him down from the backside. You know, and Ben Horace shows his wheels off there. He did get beat. He got beat big time on the pump fake. That was just unfortunate. They've been front. They've been throwing that quick screen, that quick bubble screen, throwing it. There's the pump fake going long. What Ben Horace got beat.
We got to talk about what a shot.
I know. That's very,
don't
very
important. Don't anybody behind you.
Yeah, I know. Get in from behind at least. Here we go. First and 5 from the 5. Garcia's got
Nate Sarin.
From his cornerback position, does a great job stepping up. Garcia gets the pitch to the outside. Nate Sarin stands up from that cornerback position.
Oh,
just lays it flat on his back.
Our boys are hitting now, but the downfall, I'm going to get on Horace about that deal. Holy crap, he got beat. They totally out of his pants there. Here's Wood back to pass.
Incomplete
pass. Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Well, it's just third and 5 on the 5. So it's third and goal on the 5-yard line for the Huskies. One receiver split out to the far side, one here to the near side. Wood in the shotgun, back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Oh, he eludes. And touchdown. He does find a receiver. Touchdown, 2:09 to go. And Highland has struck again. So with 2:09 to go, Sigourney Canada now leads 55-41.
And boy, we've seen a lot of offensive showcase here tonight. Very unfortunate. Peyton Crawford misses a big sack there.
Oh, he
had him dead in the water, and he slips through and makes the completion.
The ball is down, the kick is up, and it's good. So with 2:09 to go in this ball game, Sigourney Canada leads Highland 55-42. 2:09, Micah. We can manage 129 seconds. I think we can manage 129 seconds.
We got Lou Crawford here back after the move taken in the inhaler.
Oh,
that too much.
I'll tell you, it's been a barn burner. What's that? Oh, yeah, absolutely. We need to pop. Absolutely, we got to pop. We need to put another one in. I know. I understand. It's your student district.
What an offensive showcase we've seen here in the second half. This SK team came out of halftime, and they were fired up, and they were ready to go. And by golly, put up a slew of points here in the second half.
We need to put more points on the board.
Highland puts up a touchdown there. Defensively here, 2:09 left. It looks like Luke Griner's going to be deep to receive the kickoff here. Peyton Crawford's going to sit this one out. He's seen a lot of work tonight, so Luke Griner's going to be deep. Hasn't played much here the last couple weeks with that ankle injury, but he's going to be back to receive. They're going to be thinking onside kick here.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, perfectly done by the Cobras. Covered up there by number six. Hell, I don't even know who number six is, do I? Number six covers it up, though. Does a good job.
Denny Haynes.
Well, I haven't seen Denny out there much. Good job, Denny Haynes. Denny, I'm going to give you a hug after the game. Covering that up, going down to your knees. 2:07 to go in the ball game. Sigourney Canada starts at their own 35-yard line. Here's Crawford. Crawford
picks up enough for the first down. The way it looks, great job. Peyton Crawford takes a direct snap and just follows that pulling guard straight up the middle. What a whale of a ball game that young man's played tonight. I don't know how many yards he's going to have on tonight. It's going to be a lot. 55 points on the board. You got to think it's going to be a lot.
You go up like it's been a long time since we've had a 1,000-yard rusher here at Sigourney Canada. It really has. And I think after tonight,
he should be really close.
Be very close.
Just a junior.
Just a junior. So it's been a long time since we've had a guy. I mean, a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe. Well, you generally spread it around. Well, oh, a little mix-up in the backfield, but Nate Searin gathers that in. He is stopped by his own guy, grabs the ball.
And that was that little counterplay there, a little mix-up, which one was going inside and which one was going outside between Crawford taking the direct snap and which way Nate Searin was going. They kind of ran into each other in the backfield. Nate Searin finds the edge and then has enough to pick up the first down.
Absolutely. Nate coming in from that wing-back position. Here's Gretter looking for the play. It's signaled in. Here's direct snap. Crawford around the left side. He's got some running room. Moves forward. Picks up about 6 yards. Bring up second and four for the Cobras. 1 minute.
Great job, offensive line. I can't say enough about the offensive line here, especially here in the second half. They have opened up some monstrous holes for these running backs to run through. The guys are playing fired-up football. There's been a couple new guys in there on that offensive line. Those guys are doing a heck of a job up front.
Here's Crawford around the far side of the field. Come on, Peyton, turn that thing in. Moving forward, get out of bounds. Yeah, we want to put this. We got to punch this thing in.
Did a great job of following his blockers once again. Lane Boonder And Gage Kreiner there, his pulling darts. He's following those guys around the end, right on their shirt tails. He's got his hand on their back, just following them, waiting to make a cut. And has enough, once again, to pick up the first down. This is the SK football team we've been waiting to see all year.
Yeah. I'll be a happy camper if we punch this thing in.
This looks like 20 seconds left, and they're going to go victory formation here, Amos.
Oh.
We got first down and 10. Yep, we got enough to take a knee. They're out of timeouts. That should be it.
Now we're going to get the win. And you know what? One of them deal. Hey, I'll tell you what. This is the type of game. Hey, hats off to the cheerleaders. We haven't given a shout out to the cheerleaders down there. But all eight of them around there, including my little senior daughter, they do a great job week in and week out.
Yeah, no doubt.
We never talk about them, but they try their best to get this crowd into it. Got a nice crowd here tonight. But more importantly, Mike, you know what makes me happy? I lose my voice every week. I think you might have lost yours tonight.
I did.
Amen, brother. I love life when Micah Harmson loses his voice. But I'm telling you, folks, he's signing the football game here tonight. This one ends. Cigarette Kid of 55. Highland Riverside, 42. Nice win. A win we really needed going into next week with Columbus Junction.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, this is kind of one of those games we needed to have. You know, you go now District 6 looks a little bit different all of a sudden once again. You know, we talked about that earlier tonight, me and you. We did not talk about it on the air. If we win out now here the last two games against Columbus Junction and our week following, and with the Highland win over Ava Blakesburg, we still secured the two seed.
That's the interesting thing about this whole deal. We got to see Eddyville last week, Highland this week. Let me tell you, Highland's going to give Eddyville all they can handle next week, and they play each other next week at Highland. At Highland. So, this is a situation where this could turn out okay. Last week, I walk away as disappointed as I've been in years.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, that's been actually the case last year when we played Eddyville Blakesburg. And then again, this past year when we played Eddyville Blakesburg, we were extremely disappointed in the fire, but the boys showed. They totally redeemed themselves tonight, especially here in the second half. These guys are fired up. And you know what? It's going to take that kind of football for the last 2 weeks of the year to show that we want to be a player. We want to be a player in District 6, and we want to be a player in the playoffs.
I'm ready to go down and get in the park right now. We'll tell the coaches to come out there and do the postgame. You and I need to go down there and talk to them right now. Because I'll tell you what, we'll have ready to play.
Hey, the thing is, we're in great shape. If we play this kind of football the remainder of the year, we're in great shape. But the guys need to play fired-up football like they did here in the second half.
They're going to be fired up. But you know what? We got to have fire from the beginning, all night long. We got to have fire all night long, and if we do that, we'll be all right.
Yeah. Great win, great team win. You know, you can't single-handedly. Great game by Peyton Crawford, but great game offensive line, great game defensive line. You know what? Everybody did their job, and when you do your job, there's 11 guys on the field.
Yep.
Great things will happen. Great game. Great team win, SK.
You know what? Everybody had a few little mishaps tonight. And we had a lot of young guys come up, step up, and make big plays.
Great big plays.
Big plays. But the fact of the matter is, it boils down to teamwork. And this was a team win again. 3 weeks ago, Coach talked about a team win. This is another team win. It's one of them deals where, we took care of business. We were down at half, Micah.
I know we were.
And we come back. They didn't lose their focus. And they took care of business. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, next week, I got to go on the road. I'm going to lose my partner in Micah Harmson. He's headed to Texas. And I will have Dan Stout joining me. We'll be out in the elements again at Columbus Junction, Iowa, to take on the Columbus Junction Wildcats, I believe they are. Another big game, final road game of the season. And then we'll come back and we'll take on West Marshall 2 weeks from tonight right here in Saturday, Iowa. We need two wins. Two wins and two wins, somewhat decisive wins,
yep.
I think are going to give us a pretty good position
in
the district.
District 6, yep.
What we need to have happen really that will help us immensely is if we can get Highland to knock off Eddyville Blakesburg,
yeah,
next
no
week
doubt.
In
no
their
doubt.
House. And what I saw tonight,
they're a good football team.
They're going to give Eddyville
all they want.
All they want.
Yep, no
they're
doubt.
They're going to give Eddyville all they want. So, you know, we'll wait and see how it plays out. We've got 2 weeks to go. District 6 is going to be interesting. But the fact of the matter is, the SK Cobras come out victorious, 55-42 here tonight on homecoming night in Saturday, Iowa. Impressive win, impressive second half by the Cobras. This is Amos Grainer on behalf of Micah Harmson saying good night and go Cobras.